You can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Choke at tears, but listen, there ain't nothing broke back here. Thought that I should make that very clear. It's the party.
He's here, right? I don't know, but I he was earlier.
I'll get the other liner out of the office. Please leave your name and number of the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Simply make.
Don't know.
Hi, Greg.
No matter if my wife.
This is Susie. I got your message. The answer's yes. Incidentally, why do you wear that Band-Aid on your finger? How do you cut yourself like that?
No need to hear the rest of that opening anthem song.
No need.
You say so.
No need at all.
All right, well.
Let's see, Gillespie. The saga continues.
Yeah, we haven't had any contact.
No.
From anybody, as is usually the case around here, you don't get contact.
Which is fine. In this case, it's fine.
Which,
really. Yeah. I came in today, and Rob said, I said to Rob, did you hear anything from Gigi? Mm-hmm. Any feedback from yesterday's episode, you know, the program director? Right. And he said, well, when I got here, John said, Gillespie wants to see you right away.
Right.
So Rob went upstairs, being the good soldier, thinking mm-hmm. that he was going to get yelled at.
Right.
And as it turns out, the question was if we wanted to give away Leonard Skinner tickets
mm-hmm.
on the show.
Well, and that's it.
And that was all he said?
Well, the other two bands, too. Yeah, it was just about concert tickets.
We were discussing in the office also, there's probably an individual that thinks, you know, we've completely forgotten about him. Another individual that has not had any contact with
that's
us.
That's true.
That's right.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
We haven't forgotten him either.
No. Change me, mommy.
We haven't forgotten him.
Really, this guy used to be the biggest thorn.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
The biggest thorn on our side. But like this guy walked in the wall, and it's like cancer walks in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hey Rob, way to go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
How about you, Hughes?
Yes.
There he goes.
Do you hate cancer?
No way.
Really?
You should. Everybody
no
should.
No way.
You feel like singing?
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead and sing.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Hey, did you hear about the stuff with Gillespie?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you think that at any point maybe Gillespie did something that might have been OTL, you know, over the line?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, did you ever think about talking to us about it?
No way.
Right. Oh. You're afraid of us?
Yes.
That you have no more contact with us, isn't that right?
No.
Well, we never hear from you.
Yes. Yes.
Something in his
Why?
Throat.
Why not?
Let's keep this our secret.
Well, what secret? We were just asking you where you've been. We haven't seen you floating around the studio.
Tell me about cheese.
What about cheese?
What cheese do you like?
Lots.
Another one.
Lots.
Name a good cheese.
I like blue.
Take it easy, honey. Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like blue cheese?
No.
Why don't you like blue cheese?
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
We know that already.
Hey, yeah. I like it saucy, not dirty.
Well, we'll give it to you any way you want it.
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes?
What kind of seduction? What do you like?
Seduce me with your feet.
Oh, you like feet?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like being like a little baby?
Yes.
How does that work?
Change me, mommy.
Yeah, way to go. Now we're talking.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Explain it.
So you heard the stuff with Gillespie yesterday, right?
Yes.
Now, it's not for me to say, but I know that we have to watch these sexual harassment tapes and like stuff in the workplace. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
You wrote the book, right?
Oh, yes.
Where you been? We missed you.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
No.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, I was wondering if you'd heard the episode yesterday, because it seems to me that although maybe...
I would
think
we'd get some feedback.
There was feedback? Any feedback?
No way.
Okay. We were just thinking, you know, that at the very least, when the guy goes to Mike's place of employment and identifies himself as the boss of the radio station and starts announcing that various women there are under his command and under his employ, that's kind of a dicey situation.
What do you think, Michael?
Money.
So you're cool with that?
Yes.
Very good. Is that why you didn't stop by and say hi?
Yes.
Is that why you didn't give us any report on what's going on and we've had no contact?
Yes.
Is that why we haven't had any contact with Greg?
Yes.
So this is the standard policy here at WJFK?
Yes.
No one's going to speak about anything?
Time for loving.
That's it. Anything you'd like to add to that, Michael?
Can you help me make a decision?
Yeah, sure.
Nope, can't really decide.
You can't decide on what decision you want to make?
No way.
Well, to get an answer, you need to know how to ask the question.
Can you help me make a decision?
We could if you would be able to tell us what decision it is.
Do you love my glasses?
Yeah, very attractive.
Make me feel loved.
You're a wonderful man.
Time for loving.
No, I don't think so.
Sing with me.
No.
Sing with me.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
What are you doing?
La 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 la.
Shut up.
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
That's for sure.
Now this must end.
Good.
You
what?
Are a good whore.
Hey, what kind of talk is that?
But change me, mommy.
No, I'm not going to change you.
Let's get busy.
No, thank you. You get busy on your own time.
Oh, I love cheese.
Do you really? Yeah,
yes.
You look like you love cheese.
Yes.
You're a cheesy guy.
Name a good cheese.
Munster.
Another one.
American.
Another one.
Swiss.
Another one.
Provolone.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, you're a moron.
Goodbye.
Then. Goodbye.
And goodbye.
Thank you.
There he goes.
There he goes. Our head honcho.
Now him, you know, used to be, we had to, and I don't know if this is what they say this in sports, we had to beat him off with a stick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I mean that literally.
Yes. Right.
We had to
fend him off.
Part of the job.
No. I mean it the other way.
Oh, yeah, with a stick?
We had to beat him off.
Hard to do.
His preference.
Very, very hard to do.
Beat him off with a stick. So doesn't that hurt? You know, he's like, no, more.
Please, come on.
Now, that guy, it used to be because
he's vanished. When's the last time you had any contact with him?
Not since the new guy's been around.
Wow.
Coincidence?
Not since Gillespie arrived on the scene. Now, where is Greg? If he would just come down here and come in the studio, as he's often said he would like to do, he can address some of our questions about his behavior and about who's boss around here.
Right.
And, you know, get all of this handled.
Otherwise, we just have to speculate.
Who are you on the phone with?
Hey, Colette.
Are you trying to find...
He's here, but he's on the phone in his office.
That'll be the next 4 hours, minimum.
This bulletin just in, I should pass this on.
What about Michael Hughes? Is Michael Hughes here?
Pass this on, I should say. Mm-hmm. And no, Hughes is not here either.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Does he still work here?
I guess.
I wouldn't know if he did or he didn't.
Nobody knows.
I don't know. It's not men at work.
No.
It's men angitis. It's men in anus. And Buzz has it.
Well, right. Buzz, we don't know.
Buzz is convinced that he has men in anus, and he's been telling us for the last hour or so how achy he is.
Said he has meningitis.
Well, I don't ache, but I've got this weird feeling around my spinal column. My, you know, what is it? Your brain stem. And
how
I felt
can you know?
Foggy for about a week, and so I looked up the symptoms on the internet, and I'm pretty sure I have it, and I'm pretty sure it's deadly, and I'm pretty sure it's contagious.
There you go. Looked up the symptoms on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, but I thought you were better.
Well, I am better, but there's still this lingering thing in the back of my head.
Your neck hurts?
Mine too.
It just feels funny.
There's this lingering thing in the back of my head.
Yes?
Why did you guys resign here?
Well, sure.
Why didn't you take the other job?
We had a chance to go somewhere else. Why didn't we do that? Why did we do that, Scooter?
You idiots.
Stupid idiots, why?
Because you hoard yourself out for the money.
Why can't we do something different now? Why can't we change? Why can't we be like baseball players?
Because you have a contract.
Wouldn't it be great if it was more like baseball?
We've said too much, haven't we?
Wouldn't it be great if it was like baseball?
Oh.
And we demanded a trade?
How about that? Wouldn't that be outstanding?
Couldn't we demand a trade?
Good evening, I'm Warner Wolf. Don and Mike have... Hold on, give me the... Hold on, where's the, like, our generic coach music? Right here.
Yeah, this is it.
Hey, I'm Jim Shorts. Good afternoon, everybody. The Redbirds took care of the Colonials, 3-2. And also the Afternoon Horseshoes, 3-2. Knights of Columbus defeated the Our Lady of Good Faith. And how about this? In the world of big time sports, Don and Mike, leadoff sluggers for the struggling WJFK, have demanded a trade.
They say they'd like to play for another ball club.
They've demanded a trade. As a matter of fact, they've said, just cut them loose. Let them be free agents out there on the market. But they'll be starting again tonight.
No fuss, no muss.
They'll be on the mound, the two of them, like in that Siamese twin movie.
Stuck on you.
They'll be pitching tonight for your Fighting Gonads.
Against the Toledo Mudhens.
And that's sports in a second. Back to you. And remember, keep a boy at sports. Keep them out of court.
That's it. Courts.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
Let a smile be your handshake.
Nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Right.
Be happy, make somebody else.
Well, day number two, and today it's spring training. Don and Mike, once again, here's the video. Here they are. Look at them sitting in their uniforms in the batting cages, openly refusing to take batting practice with the rest of the team. Now, there's Jay Severin going out to take his swings. There's Bill O'Reilly, Peter Rosenberg, here in the Junkies. Well, they're on the bench. There they are, Don and Mike, just sitting there.
Not appearing to want to do anything. And if you tune in yesterday, you'll know that the pair have discussed the only way that they will stay in the league is to play for another team, demanding a trade. Wow.
They've said that they'd take a trade to even one of the lowest ranked teams in all of the league.
In an unprecedented move, they've said that they would even go to AAA to facilitate a trade, just to move up a little bit later on to the big club, in the big show.
Rumors now that they've even said they would go to Team WNAL.
That's true.
Which, as you know, has been at the bottom of the All-American standings now for the last decade and a half. It would be incredible for them to go to a floundering franchise like that.
So to recap, Don and Mike demanding a trade say they will not swing the bat this spring unless they can play for another team.
Hi, everybody. Jim Shorts. Day number three of Don and Mike and the sit-out. Well, it turns out the problem is, much like Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin, it's a problem between the players and the manager. We have now found out the reason Don and Mike are demanding a trade is manager Greg Gillespie. Apparently, there was an incident in the locker room involving some cheerleaders, and it was all rather unsavory. And
just not going very well.
Don and Mike were on their blog website last night, World's Only Siamese 300Hitters.com, and they wrote some stuff about the goings-on with the manager.
The headline reads, "We want out." And that's all there is to it. So we're going to keep you apprised. Right now, there doesn't seem to be even any dialogue between management and the incredible Siamese duo. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted for later activity.
Current score, incidentally, at top of the third now. All the other radio stations, 1 million. WJFK, still goose egg. Goose egg. Goose egg with Jay Severin coming up in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, we're going to see how they do this year with that old ailing fireballer, Bill O'Reilly. See what happens.
Welcome to Ask White Park, where it's another day of hot AAA radio action.
The stands, not the usual throng we're accustomed to seeing here at Ask White Park. Matter of fact, it looks to be about one quarter full today.
Now, on the mound today, in an unprecedented move by Team WJFK, which has got the two starters, Don and Mike, that are refusing to play, all they've done is they've actually gotten an advertiser to come out and pitch the first inning. Let's welcome from BG Products, Mr. whatever his name is, the guy that invented the stuff. Here he is. It's much like the way they whore out the programming on the weekends on the station. They're now going, if you actually want to, you're a client, you can buy your way on to the team.
That's right. The set by Mr. BG Products and the pitch. Oh, another fastball. Seems the catcher Rosenberg let that get right between the wickets once again.
Meanwhile,
kind of unfortunate. That's his eighth fastball today.
Now, that's simply sad. That's Don and Mike, as you can see, sitting in the dugout, spinning the sunflower seeds, doing something where they're putting the thumb, they have their thumb coming out of the fly of their nylon baseball pants.
Oh, they're having a good laugh. Nobody else seems to be getting the joke, but they're certainly enjoying themselves. Yeah. But these fans come to see the Siamese duo, and they're not going to be playing. If you just tune in, they've demanded a trade. They want to play for another ball club.
And finally, a bit of good news. Actually, not good news, because Don and Mike are still demanding a trade to any other team out there. But there was a lighthearted moment today down at Camp Asswipe. As you can see, here's the video now of Don and Mike refusing to go out and play. Going out and play with the rest of the guys. And
playing a little pepper. It looks like they're playing a little pepper out there right behind us.
And as you can see, here comes Eric Bickle from the Junkies. And there's Don and Mike both getting the whipped cream pie in the face.
Yeah, nice to see the two can still have fun with certain individuals here at the at Asswipe, but it's unfortunate that we're not going to see them play, apparently, until they're in another uniform. Very, very sad.
And again, the problem seems to be not the owner, not the general manager. The problem seems to be the on-field skipper. Skip Gillespie. Of course, this is Skip's first time in the major leagues. Skip Gillespie. He's had a, we don't need the music. He's had a lackluster career in some of the smaller quadruple A sites.
Pretty amazing that he actually managed A-ball for a good 15 years. So here he is, though, with the big leagues.
When he was in A-ball, though, he led the league in 1981. He was hit with the most pitches.
And then, of course,
412 times, all in the head.
For the last 10 years, he's been a guest batting instructor for several teams that have batted under 150. So we're seeing where the problem might lie here. But the strange thing is nobody in the ownership general manager area seems to want to respond to this problem. They're dealing with bigger fish to fry, it appears. What a shame that is, as we try to move on.
Yeah, they're worried about the prospect of in New York, Mr. D.L. Roth.
Yeah.
They're very concerned about that. Have to go to the bullpen there.
As you know, the aging D.L. Roth resurrecting his career.
Right now, I'm either on the other line or on the
seems office. That the skipper isn't going to be answering the phone today.
Thank you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hey, Skip.
Skipper.
Hey, Skip, it's Don and Mike, your Siamese twin pitch catch thing.
Your cleanup hitters down here just waiting to see when we're going to be able to get into our first game, if we can get this thing taken care of here.
I'd like to talk to you, Skip.
Skip, want to have a chat with the manager. You know, you can't play a good ball game unless you fill out the lineup card and all that blarney.
Skipper. Okay. All right, Greg. We got our eye on you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Should we call Hughes?
Yes.
Okay.
If for no other reason than it's been a while.
Sure.
See, just to say hi.
Yeah.
Just to say hi.
See how it's
going.
Keep
his finger on the pulse.
Right. All right.
See what's new. This is two favorites. Calling him.
Calling the general manager now. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Is he here? We don't even know.
I did not see his boat downstairs.
Any Oscar Mayer Wienermobile wasn't in the parking space?
It was not.
I mean, that little dog grooming truck was not from Dumb and Dumber. Wasn't back in.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number when you call. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's your cleanup hitters, Don and Mike, calling Michael Hughes.
Bye!
Who cares?
This is Biff Byers, biffing him up and barfing him right back at you.
Jim Short's with you. I don't forget Ace Bandage coming up. You know, many of us think that there are really a couple of villains this baseball season. One would be Mr. Barry Bonds, typical egocentrical ball player, juiced up on roids, won't admit it. And then you've got these guys.
Stay tuned for that new center fielder coming up right after us. Jay Severner, psycho, as he's known to a lot of his teammates.
You've got these guys, David Wells, heavier brothers, Don and Mike. Never has there been a more self-centered, egomaniacal players. Look at them sitting there, just picking their noses, refusing to come out and join the rest of the team for some catch.
Amazingly smug and self-satisfied expressions on their faces. They watch all the other players play. And they seem to want to have no part of it, at least not while they're wearing that uniform.
They want to change the uniforms.
The uniform of the Washington Ducklands.
They'll play anywhere.
Anywhere, that's what it seems to be.
Anywhere.
Well, strangely, they haven't called their representation yet. That move might be just around the corner.
Of course. Welcome back. As you know, Don and Mike was for you. Hey, it's Jim Shorts and Ace Bandage and who's the...
Biff Barnes.
Biff Barnes.
Warner Wolf.
They were talking to holdout sluggers Don and Mike about why they haven't called their agent yet. Frankly, they said they don't trust those guys either.
Quite a compromising position for the Siamese twin duo. 20-year veterans of this one particular ball club.
I just one humble reporter's opinion just goes to show, shows to go, what's going on in the collective head of Don and Mike. There they are, refusing to join the team, not putting on the uniform, ridiculing the manager, and not even calling their agent, Lee Steinberg.
The amazing thing, three different positions on this one team. They've won Golden Gloves at three different positions. But, right now these two are not happy, although they don't stop joshing on the sidelines as they sit on the bench now. And, take a look at that. They're walking over to Jason Bishop. They gave him a hot foot.
They amuse each other.
That's wonderful stuff.
And, of course, the fans love them, which is why the team allows this type of behavior.
Well, now the old third base coach, Bill O'Reilly, walking up to the Oh, my goodness.
He's down.
They spilled him. Well, that's that might be the reason their mindset's the way it is. They
down.
Don't want to have anything to do with him. Oh, my. That was unpleasant. Yes, he's bleeding profusely.
Hello, Sports 106. Hello,
Mike.
Sports Talk 106. Right. Welcome to the ball.
Now, you guys know that if you keep picking on Michael Hughes, I have Greg Gillespie declare martial law on WJFK.
Martial law? We can handle martial law. Ain't nothing we can't handle.
We used to work with him.
Bye!
Martial law, great, great entertainer.
And the martial law singers.
Yes, and of course, the overnight jock, Kurt Few. I put a D in there.
Oh, Kurt Few. Okay. Not
Kurt Few.
No.
Kurt. It's Kurt Few, but I called it Kurt Few.
Excuse me if I'm Kurt with you, Kurt Few.
Kurt Few.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, y'all's radio station screwed up.
Pardon me?
The radio station's not working. In and out.
This is what we've been saying.
It's going in and out.
Where are you calling from?
What of the which one of the stations are you listening on?
ESPN Radio. Oh,
yeah. And what city are you calling from?
Cascade. I'm like right in the Maryland border. I can sometimes catch you all on 106.7. And
well, what radio? What's the dial position you're listening on right now?
1350
AM.
So y'all are talking about that, and I can't hear it.
What is that? York, PA? I think
where it comes out of. It comes out of York. Sometimes I get it down here. Sometimes I get 106.
Right. Well, you know, drive closer to the transmitter, my friend. That's what I would tell you. No matter what your destination is, just keep turning your car until the sound of the show gets louder.
Or get over to one of those Amish communities because they get great reception.
106.7 coming in good.
What friend?
Is 106.7 coming in good?
No, today we're operating only at 28% power.
That's six hamsters that are down with the flu.
Bye-bye. That's right.
Hamsteritis.
I like that. You get that a lot of times. That's another benefit of working here at WJFK in Washington is the fact that the signal doesn't cover the entire metro area. Mm-hmm. We've known that the whole 15 years we've worked here.
Right.
But it never fails that someone will say, you know, I was driving on the Beltway, and I got like to Silver Spring, and I couldn't pick your station up. Is there something wrong with the power? Or can you turn the power up?
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Like there's a dial. Oh,
turn
you
it
know
up.
What? Oh, my God, it should have been on 10. We only had it on 4.
Well, unfortunately, where the way this station works, our death ray is pointed in the wrong direction. I mean, if we really turn the radio signal into a mind-eating death ray, all we would kill would be livestock.
I mean, if you wanted a radio station, seriously, that broadcasted away from Washington, D.C.,
right,
we're the station.
Like shooting our programming into the ocean.
Hello.
We're not going to a lot of people, but we could certainly be heard with some of Virginia's finest thoroughbreds.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and hello. Mike. Hello. Hi.
Hey, there was a tornado warning for Sacramento just a few minutes ago.
Isn't that Rob? That's not. They don't get a lot of tornadoes up there, do they?
Not hardly.
This is, you know what this is? This is the day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like that. Remember that? When they had all the tornadoes in Los Angeles?
Oh, with your Brokeback Mountain boy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Who's your boy, Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, also.
It was the biggest movie Dennis Quaid had last year.
He didn't take his shirt off in it.
He didn't take his shirt off in it, buddy.
Also that.
It was cold all the time.
That game show host Peter Tamarkin told of John Denver.
Yes, we've got that bulletin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy.
I thought you were going to handle that.
Bye!
Keep us posted.
I didn't. That caught me completely by surprise. That somebody else brought up Peter Tamarkin.
Uh-huh.
Game show host. Our favorite. A guy that didn't get a lot of notoriety except on this show.
You know, that's the one thing that makes me think that maybe someday you and I will be respected for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the game show, Pressure Luck, was a really crappy game show.
Right.
When it goes down in the annals of TV history,
mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of people. Well, for instance, the theme. Who knows this is the theme to Pressure Luck? But there was that group of people, those of us in the 80s, that watched this stupid show.
Pressure Luck and the Whammy.
Whammy, Whammy, Whammy. And it was Peter Tamarkin who was like a modern, fresh Wink Martindale.
He was so, so exciting and so fun to watch.
He'd open every show with a poem about the whammy.
Right.
Funny.
And I think he wrote them himself.
Sometimes. Most of them. The good ones.
Tamarkin.
Pete.
So I know you're wondering, how do we deal with this tragedy?
Yeah, how?
The fact that Peter Tamarkin has passed away.
What do you do when a game show host flies his plane into the beach?
Near the pier.
Near the pier, right?
Near the pier, yeah.
So that's sad, but the point here is that the guy is getting accolades, that is being recognized now, because before he passed away, nobody said, hey, you know what? I really liked Pressure Luck.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Pressure Luck all the time.
It was great. It, you know, it was one of the very first game shows to combine live action with animation.
And it was that real cheap Atari-looking animation that back then...
It was the Mary Poppins of game shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it had real big, like, you know, the Staples Easy Button.
Mm-hmm.
It had the real big things that you push down on.
Yeah, it's almost like a combination of Whack-A-Mole, Jeopardy, and an early morning cartoon show.
You know, the highest compliment I can give that show is Frida, even way back then when we were first married, when that show was on, hated, like, all the TV shows, just like throughout our whole marriage until she passed away. She did not like what I liked on TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But even she would have to give in and say yes. And it became a little thing. I would do the morning show, come home from work, be 11:30.
Right.
What, drink?
Have a drink.
you're having your first bourbon and water of the day.
Right. Nah, I mean, you know, I'd come home from work, and we would watch Pressure Luck at 11:30 on Channel 2.
A fresh bowl of Cocoa Puffs and sit down and watch Pressure Luck.
Nah, we would watch it together like two happy little idiots.
It makes me wonder about the so-called Pressure Luck curse, because now they've taken Peter Tamarkin and Rod Roddy.
Oh, that's right. Well, see, that's right. Rod Roddy was the announcer for Pressure Luck.
Mm-hmm.
So I know
it's Pressure Luck.
I know you're probably wondering who was the town crier on this one.
Yeah.
Because you know there's that ghoulish part of the show.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you could be any more proud.
Last night, 24 comes on, and I'm like everybody excited watching it. And they're just doing the part with the stuff that's already happened in the previous week.
Right.
Previously on 24. Phone rings, and I see that it's Bart. I pick it up, and I go, who you got there?
I think you might be able to get Gillespie now.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Bart is spring breaking and is God knows where.
Right.
But he calls me, and he says, Dad, I just had to tell you. I just heard Peter Tamarkin the guy from Press Your Luck, his plane just crashed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, that's sad. And he said, that is sad. That was a cool show. All right, well, Dad, I know you guys always like being the first to know.
Pretty amazing.
Good job, Bart.
You know, because it is kind of a thing. You like to be in the tree.
So then I
the phone tree.
Called Rob right away.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Peter. It was also Abigail.
Pete and Abby. Do you think he's there?
That's a mark.
Anyway, Peter Tamarkin. Ain't that a kick in the pants?
Sure is.
Ah, Gillespie.
Yep.
Who was that and called and said he was off the phone?
Colette. This phone, it's been hard to communicate with Colette.
Sure, I can't take your call. I'll be there on the other line or out of the office. Please leave your name and number at the tone, and I'll get back to you.
We might as well share the news with him since we were talking about it.
Greg?
You might recognize that theme, Greg.
You seem to be stuck in the 80s. As a co-worker mentioned to me today, you're like every bad radio guy from the 80s who's never grown out of it. This, of course, is the theme to the non-Emmy Award-winning hit CBS show, Press Your Luck.
You haven't heard from someone else. Peter Tamarkin, the host of Press Your Luck and a big favorite of this show, regretfully has passed. And
so anyway, think about that. Maybe we can devote an hour on the weekend to him.
Very good.
And what he's meant to us.
Thanks again.
How you doing?
Goodbye.
How's everything going? Can I smell your fingers?
Bye!
Oh, J.H.C. Hello, Donna Mike. Donna
Mike, Radio South, how's it going?
Howdy.
Hey, do you remember the whole big Press Your Luck scandal with the guy who memorized the game board?
I remember that. That wasn't that long ago.
Wow. The guy took him for tens of thousands of dollars, which back then was crazy amounts of
what
money.
What was he doing to do that? What was the cheating? He actually memorized the pattern and was quick enough. He had an amazing eye for that. He was able to do it.
It was very much like, if you remember, it was around the time that Pac-Man was the big arcade game. And there were books with patterns where you could beat Pac-Man if you learned, even if it looked retarded for you to make a right-hand turn right when it was coming at you, at a certain point, it had it built in the program that it would go another way. This guy took the thing with Press Your Luck to a whole new level.
He counted the number of repeating patterns that they had on the board where he had to hit the buzzer to make the square stop, to stop on a certain square.
And he hit like 8,000 whammies in a row or something.
Amazing.
Didn't he?
Wow. Not whammies. He hit the big money. What I mean. Big money.
Almost like a card counter.
He got over $100,000 that he won, and it was and it was unheard of.
Regis Philbin would never have let that happen on his game show.
Regis Philbin can't hear the dinner bell. Remember Regis Philbin when he would be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And you know, didn't we hear one time that they had to stop tape a bunch of times on that show?
Yes.
You know, it shows how fleeting everything in our society is now. I almost really just said, what game show did Regis host?
Right.
Thinking it would be like something in the 50s, like Who Do You Trust?
Now, if you're talking about Meredith Vieira,
I forgot.
Now I'm listening.
Is that your final answer? Do you need to be changed, Regis? Is that your final answer?
They don't stop tape on Mandel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, radio guys.
Why should they?
Hi.
You know, I got to tell you, CBS for years said that guy was cheating. And there's nothing cheating about, you know, memorizing a board when they're stupid enough to put a pattern there.
Well,
it's true. He's not cheating.
Speaking of patterns, it's a pattern for CBS. Thank you. It's a pattern of how they run stuff. I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch Letterman last night.
Wow.
You're going to a very rare moment when you find me just gushing about Howard Stern. But, you know, again, this is what I don't get about this place, this crazy place. We spent 4 hours yesterday talking about these various things with the program director. Nobody says dick to us about it. Good, bad, indifferent.
No, zero feedback.
There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're curious about. Again, nothing. We get nothing from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
However, what's the big news? That Howard Stern is being sued by CBS.
Right.
So what does CBS do? Well, they allow him to go on the Letterman show where really, for 45 minutes, he rips the president of this company, Leslie Moonves.
Up, down, sideways, every way he possibly can.
Right? I have to say, I thought it was brilliant with a capital B. I called Mike and I said, listen, if you've ever felt uncomfortable, because we've had Les Moonves on our show a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't have a relationship with him like Howard did or does now. I know Mike has gotten uptight when I mentioned Julie Chen.
Uh-huh.
I said, if you've ever gotten uptight when I've mentioned, because he's married to her,
right.
His relationship, look at the T-shirt that Stern has on.
And we had Les Moonves on the show one time. We brought that subject up, and it was made very clear that we should end that line of questioning right away.
Before they were married, I think.
And the fact that Howard came on with that T-shirt on last night. You know what? It was Howard at his very best.
Let me just describe the shirt. The shirt says, I hate Les Moonves.
Right.
And he kept calling him Leslie, which we've done as well.
Right.
And it's a picture of Les Moonves and Julie Chen,
right,
at the Oscars. And he's got the shirt, and he's going, look, Dave, here they are. They're at the Oscars. Now, the radio division is falling apart, and he's there with his prize. His
trophy wife.
His trophy wife. Look at the cap teeth. Look at this guy. This guy's ruining the radio division,
and
Dave.
Letterman sits there and lets him have his moment and go on and on. Letterman, it was interesting the way Dave Letterman handled that, because it seemed to me that Howard got to say an awful lot. And David Letterman gave kind of the company line, but really not. You know, he said he's happier than he's ever been. I didn't buy it for a second.
Letterman would jump in with the obligatory, he's done a good job. And before he could even finish, Stern would jump in with something else.
You know, the bottom line is, I think with that entire dialogue, you got two guys who know one thing. The suits are the suits are the suits.
That's right.
And you could see on Letterman's face that he was amused at what Howard was doing.
Sure. Again, and I was talking about this with Mike today before the show. How stupid are these men that we work for? I mean, take whatever our petty bitches are about the way that this company is run. All they're doing is giving Howard more free publicity.
Right. He said it himself. Howard came out. One of the first things he said, I was forgotten. It was fantastic. I mean, say what you will about Howard Stern.
He was honest.
That is an honest appraisal. He was forgotten. And everybody in the business that we know said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That as soon as he got sued, he is back in the spotlight. And now, what did he call it? He's going on his Les Moonves tour.
Yeah. What idiots. You know,
I don't get this at all.
And even if Letterman, makes a hissy fit or something, be a man. Somebody say, now hold on. See, that's what I don't get. And I think that it must just be the same at the top as it is all the way down here at the bottom.
I think it is.
Yeah, it must be.
You know, I mean, we might as well just take our pants off and do our business on the console here.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's going to happen.
It happened a while back, though. They made a fist with us a while back when everything was fresh in everybody's mind. Seems things have changed again.
I guess so.
Who knows?
I thought it
could be the great, double standard that still exists, even though he's being sued. That's the thing I don't get. He's being sued and he still gets to say on their air whatever he wants to say. It's uncanny.
Anyway,
You know what it is? I believe it's strength of personality. I really believe it is. It is, you've got David Letterman, you've got Howard Stern. You've got these personalities, and these guys literally don't know what to do.
But you have weak management. Yeah, that's it.
You don't know what to do.
Very weak management.
It seems to me that here, the number one strategy is that no news is good news. No communication is good communication. If you put your head in the sand, that's the way it's going to go.
Ignore it. It goes away.
And you know what? And even as recently as yesterday, that couldn't be clearer to me. Could not be clearer to me.
First guy I ever worked for said problems solve themselves.
Up, hold on.
Trying to get my job done here.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. So I didn't contact you about your work yesterday. I heard you say, so does that mean you want to set up like a weekly air check session?
You know, a guy like this cannot help himself.
He can't help himself.
Okay, being as you're
that's okay. I'm just, like I said, trying to do my job, and I'm being highly entertained, which is good.
Okay, but you realize, seriously now, and I swear on my wife's life here, you realize that you should read our contract, first and foremost. You're not our boss.
Okay.
No, no, really.
Who is?
You know what? Somebody more powerful than you in this company.
Okay.
Actually, if you read our contract, we have no boss.
Okay. Can you bring your contract up so I can read it? Because then it would be helpful to know how much you make.
Why do you need to know how much we make?
Well, you want me to read your contract to find out who your boss is, so that's got to be in there, too.
Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to tell you off the air how much we make.
Go ahead and tell us on the air.
You want to try to turn this around on me? Okay, I'd be glad to tell you exactly what my salary is on the air. Why don't we discuss why you're trying to pick up a waitress at Mike's restaurant? How's your wife doing?
Boy, you guys fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, right.
You mean what, it was a bit?
Yeah, you set that up?
I set everything up. I thought your guys, that your partner and your manager were very nice guys and very professional in the way they went about their business.
What a liar.
Not lying. That's the truth.
It's funny. I'll have to probe deeper and find out what the feelings were on the other end of things. See if they felt like they were being set up.
Well, I don't think they were being set up.
So hold on. You're saying...
You think we were being set up?
No, you weren't being set up. No.
So who was being set up, Greg?
Everything else was taken care of because I figured that your... conversation would move in that direction. But it was a good restaurant.
Hold on. Who was set up?
Who was set up?
I set up
the content for your show.
So when you send an email, hold on. When you send an email to Mike's waitress propositioning her or asking her out to dinner or whatever it was, you did that with the knowledge that you were just doing a bit. What about when you walked around the radio, walked around the restaurant and identified yourself to everybody as Mike's boss? Or when you walked up to the junkette and said to her...
Said to another person.
Said that she works for you.
Yeah, said that to another person. I threw away my little...
Okay, well, when people ask you what your job is and you say program director and they're like, what's that? And then you say something like...
telling me...
Responsible for what comes out of the air.
So you're telling me that the whole thing, that was really... You were the mastermind behind that. You were. It's like playing chess.
And in other words,
with Bobby Fischer.
And we played right into your hands.
That it was your thought process all along. Okay, I'll proposition the waitress. I'll send her the email. I'll do all these things at Mike's restaurant because I know that it will give them stuff to talk about on Monday.
The only email I sent was to Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. You called the restaurant, but you sent the email. So that was all done for our benefit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good spin.
A good restaurant.
What an interesting spin.
Yeah.
That is the worst. Hey, listen.
But that's it.
Dude, that's the worst.
That's what he's standing by.
Is that what you told your wife?
Pardon?
Is that what you told your wife?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's into the whole thing.
Wow. Boy, she, boy.
Wow.
Show me the truck that she just rolled off of.
That's incredible.
You're kidding me.
So all done for our benefit.
Sure.
Everything, incredible. The entire thing.
Yeah. Well, no, not eating at the restaurant. I mean, I was just going there to
experience it. The whole thing with the waitress and like announcing yourself and what in a roundabout way could be termed as, you know, sexual harassment. With the junkette and saying that, you know, that you're her boss and that they work for you.
That's all for our benefit.
That's for us.
If your, I guess, partner would have been I don't know whether truthful is the right word, but there was a lot of things that were sort of blown out of proportion.
Well, this is the opportunity. I was getting... Before you accuse me of not being truthful, I was passing along information I had gotten from other people, Greg.
That's what I...
So I was going on that, and if you have any dispute on anything that I wasn't truthful about, you can say it right here, because I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear what I'm wrong about.
I wasn't saying that what you said was not truthful. The information that you got was not 100% correct, or misconstrued, or given to you for benefit to have content.
You know,
that was yesterday's show, so you know.
But I would be more than happy.
No,
you know,
it's rolled over to today's show.
You know, I could do many things
coming up for other shows.
I could call Katie, one of my waitresses. I could actually call her on the air.
It's going to be our show every day
and see if she wanted to come on the air. I could go get a tape recorder and talk to her and see what her side of the story was.
Well,
and I could talk to Jeff and get things tidied up a little bit if you think they're not being truthful.
Would you do that with a tape recorder tonight?
But I'd be curious to know what are the areas that you don't think they're being truthful in?
Oh, just a number of things. Too much to go into detail on what I'm doing right now.
Can you name one? All you're doing right now is talking to us.
Well, I'm trying to get another portion of the job done because I've got a time issue in front of me.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, when you say that, I'd like to know because I certainly will get immediately to the bottom.
About me talking to the family with the little kid who was extremely verbal and not quiet and scared.
Okay, so
actually, he should become the voice of your show.
The kid was verbal. All right.
Very much so.
All right, then, but you know what? I don't need to double check that. I'll take your word for that.
I will take your word and say
that you're telling the truth.
Right. But I think what we have to focus on is the fact that this entire thing, and boy, did I read this guy wrong. This guy apparently really understands the nuances of personality.
And gave us all that great material yesterday. We couldn't be more grateful.
It was all
not only that, but would that be considered free advertising for your business, since that was the
conversation
for most of the day?
Was that part of your master plan as well, Obi?
You know, it's funny you bring that up. Greg,
being there with a contract, having you pay us right
Greg,
now.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, I believe whenever we discuss my place here on the radio, we rarely actually mention it by name.
Nice look around cafe.
And that has been a strategy that we have had from the very, very beginning because I honor my relationship with the radio station. And if it is something that's relevant to the show, that's fine, too.
Greg, hold on, Mike. I know you're cool on that. I just have to get back to this point.
All right, well, I got to go because
hold on. No, dude. First,
I have something I got to get done first, here with
nobody. Nobody believes that story about you having made that up. If your wife believes it, she's an idiot. Second, read our contract.
All right, bring one up.
No, what? Bring it up. Go get it yourself. It's in the thing right up there. Anything else you'd like to read it? It says you guys can have absolutely nothing to do with content.
Okay.
Nothing. It's spelled out. You know what you are to us? You're just like the guy at the station in Sacramento.
Really? Well, what am I doing to have involvement in your content, except giving you content?
Well,
and for that we're extremely grateful, of course.
You could stop all of that now if you would just leave us alone.
Well, I am leaving you alone.
No, you're not.
No, we can actually get that. If we can get one thing accomplished here.
Okay.
If we can establish one thing.
All right.
That we don't have to worry about, having you meddle in anything we do.
You know, we don't need you coming down every day and saying, hey, how's it going? You know, that was good.
Greg, I think seriously you will agree, we can all agree on one thing, that it hasn't exactly begun well for any of us.
Well, I didn't expect that it would, but anyway.
So can we agree at least on that?
Yeah, I'll let you get back to doing what you do, and hope you do it well, and you can work on getting to number one.
And hope we do it well?
Yeah, you can work on getting to number one.
Oh, well, we've been there before, have you? I mean, is this going to turn into a pissing match now?
No, come on. You're just having fun, so am I, but I got to go.
Okay,
so.
Well, hold on. Yeah. I don't mind embarrassing myself in front of you.
I got to go.
Hold on. Hey.
Oh!
What an a-hole.
Oh, my God, too good.
I swear to God.
It's
what
too
a lying
good.
Sack of ass.
It is
a-hole.
Too good. It is too good.
Number one. I guarantee we've been number one more times than you've ever been number one at. You know what you're number one at? Dumb excuses for a dumb wife. Read our contract. Ass.
That was
you
something
ass?
Else. That was truly something else.
Sure was.
Yeah, I had it planned. And think about
that.
That
is the story, and he's sticking by it.
Think about that. So that was his thought when he goes into your joint on Saturday night.
Right.
Then on Sunday, he thinks, I'm going to give these guys.
And everybody, look at that. Everybody played right into his hands.
Oh, we were tricked.
You're very lucky.
We were tricked.
Have a contributor like that.
He sure is.
We were tricked.
You know what really we've got to do is get that douchebag a copy of our contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really.
It's dude. This is surreal.
I mean, you know, dude.
Hey, I said it early on. I said when we first met the guy, be afraid, be very afraid. But I'm not really afraid. No.
You know, that pisses me off. As we get to number one.
Mm-hmm. He knew it would.
Yeah. I tell you what, ass. Have you ever been number one at anything? Really, Greg Gillespie? Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
I'm sorry, I can't take your call right now.
Pick up the phone.
Line or out of the office.
Christ. Look at our contract. Oh, and you want to know how much money we make?
That's like what we get with some caller.
Right.
How much money do you make?
Wow. You know, Relevant. Never in a million years did I think it would go in that direction.
More than that, if you must know, Greg, more than that, and that's all I'll leave it at.
Wow. That's That's an interesting spin.
Read our contract, you lying sack of S.
Well, welcome to the no spin zone.
You can have no contact with us as far as content on this show. Content is king. Unless we break an FCC rule, you can say nothing to us at all.
Mm-hmm.
Second, if you would, you're the one that brought up money. Check it out, dude. Check out how many zeros are behind our paycheck. Go ahead. Third, you throw that thing about being number one? We'll be number one again.
What do you mean we'll be number one? What about our demographics?
I'm talking about in the overall beauty pageant.
Is that what he was? Was that a little dig he was giving?
I'm assuming because if you read the last trend that came out 2 weeks ago,
what are we paid for?
We are number one.
Seriously, what are we paid for?
Men 25-54.
How many times in the 20 years that we've been out of 15 we've been here have we been number one in our demographic? The area where they pay us for. I mean, you know that pretty much. You're almost a Rolodex of that. Somebody ought to get that information to
19 him. Times out of 22.
Wow. Right.
But still, you know, don't embarrass me like that, you ass.
No, that's what he was doing.
And I know you're embarrassed because you got caught, you know.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
Putting your...
I mean,
let's
cut through the crap. He's embarrassed.
Putting your pen into the ink. You know, and you could have handled it. You could have just said, hey, guys, you know. First off, you could have just come to us off the air and said, you know, boy, you really caught me with my pants down. So
doesn't seem to be the way that's going to be handled.
No.
Thinks in his own mind...
I like that excuse,
that he's good enough to play that.
That's a good excuse. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
I love that excuse. If I ever get busted by the cops with a hooker, I'm using it. No, really. It's for the Don and Mike show.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this guy is clever. You guys didn't want to talk about him, so now he doesn't want to talk to you guys, so that way he can turn it all around and you guys want to actually talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, listen. Make no bones about it. There are only two guys pulling the strings on this show.
Yeah, and we want...
And it's me and Mike.
And we want closure. Do we want closure on this? Absolutely.
Yeah, but
can I be honest with you also what we really do want? We really, after this is done, we don't require, nor need, nor want a lot of contact with this
guy. We don't
want
any contact with this guy.
I mean, well, the fact is he's in the building. And, you know, we might see him in a hallway, but I'm talking about forget it.
Listen to him. For God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, don't let this guy pick him up with that chip you met in the parking lot at the grocery store.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. See you later.
See ya.
See you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Officer, I did drive drunk away from the scene of the liquor store robbery, but I was just trying to give you content for your chip.
Bye!
I'm glad everybody else is seeing through that.
Oh,
I wonder how Mrs. G...
Oh, my God.
How stupid is Mrs. G?
Huh? Honey, I did it for the show. I had a great idea. For a bit, I'm going to hit on a waitress because I know it's good to get back to them.
Yes, dear.
Hey, we don't know that side of things either.
Right? We sure don't.
We don't know that side of things.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, no matter which way this turns out, I'm going to spin it to benefit me. I just want you to know that.
Everybody's getting the joke.
Huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Yes, that was relationship marketing. Oh, my God.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
Bye!
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering, you guys wouldn't have liked Greg no matter if he'd have came in there with, you know, with $1,000 and gave you each a BJ, right?
No,
you're probably right about that.
However,
I don't think, but there are relationships we have at this radio station with programming where, you know, the boundaries are respected and the fact of the time that we've been on here is respected. And we, you know, we coexist in relative harmony with people.
Really, here's what the guy should have done, is just come in right from day one and sat down and just said, hi, I'm Greg. You're Don, you're Mike. I look forward to working with you. And that's about it. And then happy talk would ensue. You know, I would thank you, my
friend.
He has been playing a game since he arrived here.
I mean, he hides. I'm not kidding. He hides. He sneaks around. He sticks his head into the office. He and I don't mean like in a good-natured way. What I mean is in a creepy, like, hey, I'm the boss, and I'm going to let everybody around here know that I'm the boss.
Then as soon as we mention that this guy, and we give his name, is our new program director, we start getting people that have heard us on the air and give us some information, people that have worked with him before. And that's where this whole thing kind of started.
I've not even read any of that stuff.
Right. But, I mean, that's how we kind of get a red flare. And then the way he's behaving around here, it creeps us out a little bit. And then he does this whole crap at the restaurant, and it grows hair. For the love of Pete.
You know, really, to show you how little he knows about not only us, but this whole job, I guarantee the first time he ever even knew that we were number one in the ratings in the beauty pageant was when I told him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Remember that day in the office?
Yes, right. Very clearly.
He's like, what?
You're number one, 12 plus?
When was that? He said.
Yeah. When was that? When was that?
I can't take your call right now.
Bye!
Screw off.
Dumbass. We got to get him a copy of our contract.
It's just fine. Believe me. We don't need to get upset at this guy. We really
See, you got don't. you got your restaurant thing okay. So you're okay on that. Now, I'm mad from the radio
what
side.
What do you mean I got my restaurant thing okay?
What I mean is that you're happy because we busted him on what an idiot he looks like with the thing at the restaurant.
Right.
Now, I'm all new mad now about this crap about being number one and, you know, like he's really going to, like we're going to have to give him a copy of the contract so he's going to have to read for himself that he's not relevant. And frankly, I don't like him bringing up the salary on the air.
Why are you getting seriously, why are you getting mad? Why are you getting mad with something that you take care of between commercials with a phone call to not his boss, not his boss's boss,
well,
but his boss's boss's okay. boss's boss, who sat down and said, you can call anytime
for
anything.
It's day.
What you mad
You're
for?
Letting all the secrets out.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm mad at him.
One phone call.
I'm mad at him.
And I'm not saying that you could stop what's happening. I'm saying you could do more than that.
He's just a jerk. I mean, more than usual. More than usual program.
And you know what? I know that. That's why I'm smiling. Because I know that, and everybody listening knows that.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, why don't you call his wife and see what she has to say about it?
Well, you know,
that'll go over well.
This was the old days, my
Yeah,
friend.
In the old days.
Bye!
Can't exactly do that.
In the good old days. Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Old days.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. You know, every job I worked at, if we ever got caught talking about our pay, we were immediately fired. And how far on the rung is he that he can legally have access to your payroll? Mm.
I think he could look at our contract to see how much we make. My only bringing that up is that he thinks what he's doing there is going to an area that where he thinks he's hitting us somewhere
right.
that we're not going to be able to respond at because people would be frankly shocked to know how much money we make. Okay, I'm sorry, that's the truth. I'm not bragging. That's all that dick, you know. And come on, he's supposed to be on the team. Now I know that we're busting his balls around here pretty good, like John McEnroe versus you know, Jimmy Connors.
Sure, he's backed into a corner.
But please,
he's backed into a corner. And you know what? But as you said. If you are like that, and the way that's happened before, and it's happened with dozens, hundreds of people in the time we've been on mm-hmm. the air, where somebody comes to us, straight up, stand up, and says, hey, do you mind? To us, personally. We respect that.
Right? Yeah, right.
We really do respect
Thank
that.
Thank you, honey.
Bye!
Yeah, what Mike's saying is very valid. Mm-hmm. If that guy had, like, for instance, come to us before the show today and said,
or any day.
Hey, listen, you know, ixnay the talk about. Let's just make yesterday like it never happened. Just move on. You know what we would have said? Seriously? Swear on my wife's life? Would have said, okay.
We have had great riffs on this show where we've been having so much fun, and it's been a very big part of the show, and someone has done that, and we stop it immediately.
Yes.
Regardless of how it's playing on the show.
That's true.
That's not the criteria. The criteria if somebody comes and wants to handle that directly. Really, and it's always been that way, you know, and I think it's been that way for a lot of people.
Instead, he's trying to one-up you, and all the other times I've seen
That's
people
exactly
try that before, they didn't
thank
succeed.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
He's making it into a pissing match.
Right. Right. Yeah, I've never seen anybody succeed with that before. I'd be surprised if it happened this
Let's
time.
Let's see what happens first.
Well, how the hell could it succeed today?
Right.
How could I believe it hasn't? Listen to that.
Right. Let's see what happens first.
Uh-huh.
This show going to number one in the overall beauty pageant ratings
okay.
or him keeping his job.
Mm-hmm.
Which happens first?
Mm.
I think we'll need a moment to think about
Let's think
that.
About it.
Now let's also think. Why would he say that about our contract?
Well, Buzz, you're right about that. Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
But now let's think about this, too.
And you know what he
what
started with?
The music.
That's you know what
I'm
he started
about
with?
Right now is what happened in the music.
What he started with was, hey, you guys want to do weekly air check sessions? Like, he'd demand that and we'd have to do it?
Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
That's where you meet with the program director and he plays your tape of your show and tells you how you stink.
Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
I tell you what tape I'd like to air check and review with you, Greg, is the tape of you calling your wife.
To see if everything you said was on the level.
To see if she...
That everybody was part of the fact that you were doing this for content for our show.
I tell you what, Jack.
See, good. There you go.
It's the place, isn't it?
It is.
This is the goddamn place on your dial.
It just keeps good getting bottom. Curiouser and curiouser.
This place can just F a D. It really can. All right, we'll be back and start the show.
Wow.
In just a second.
All right. Jesus.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Oh, well, hey. Continues the great tradition. The new tradition.
I should be writing for, like, Sopranos or something. Mm-hmm. That guy's a master. Wow.
Very clever. Incredible.
Never saw that coming.
He fooled us and obviously all of our listeners.
And his dumb, dumb wife.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Ginny Gillespie. Oh, I'm now just picturing being just like Ginny Sack.
I'm picturing that that wasn't the full truth either.
Ginny Sack.
I think that was screaming, probably.
Yeah.
You know?
But our line is, I'll do it for a bit. Yeah, right, honey. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Run your contract up.
Jesus Christ. Will you do me a favor, Robbie?
Yeah.
Seriously? Will you go up to whoever Miss Bobby is now, whatever that office is up there, and get him a copy of our contract?
I will.
Okay. Make sure you highlight our salaries and also the part that says no intervention from anybody.
Understood.
Bingo.
Let's think about that now. And what's he doing up there, incidentally, that was so busy? See, in his Play-Doh Fun Factory? Seriously, what's the guy doing? Working on his booger collection? I mean, because remember...
1001, 1002. I gotta get off the phone. I got some stuff to do.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's the best relationship we've ever had in as short a period of time with any program mm-hmm. director.
Christ.
It didn't take long.
He's like a straight Jeremy Coleman. Yuck. Okay.
Wow.
Well, I take it back. You know what? Jeremy was... No. You know what? That's the thing about Jeremy. Jeremy, and again, I'm going to give somebody a compliment that I really shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
The thing is, Jeremy knew his limitations.
Yeah.
He knew he wasn't a real smart guy, so he would never do that. He would never engage in that type of crap.
Sure.
Gillespie's stupider mm-hmm. than Coleman.
Well, that's true. Certainly by this behavior. Jesus. I've never seen anything like it.
No.
And you know what? I never saw it with guys where we did have to go and have air check sessions.
I know.
We didn't have this kind of behavior.
Okay. Anyway, how's your Tuesday, everybody? Hope you had a good night last night. The rest of the show is going to be a little off time-wise, so bear with us now.
You can't write this stuff.
No.
No, you can't.
You cannot write this stuff.
Well, Jay, he can.
Greg can.
Yes, of course. Right, thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We'll start the show. Give us 1 second. Just double checked a couple of things during the break. What's he doing up there?
Busy.
Working on another fairy tale for his wife?
Right now, I'm either on the other line or out of the office. Leave your name and number at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hi. Hey, listen. It's me, Mr. 2 Million Plus. How are you? Also, me and Mike, number one in the last ratings book in 27 demographics. We have been number one in the overall ratings in mornings, middays, and nights. Or afternoons, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I did the night thing by myself. That was BM.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our contract, page 13. You should get it, and you should read it. There's only one person who can even remotely be called our boss, and that's the guy that signs our paychecks. So if you have any complaints about the show, here's the procedure you have to follow. You have to call New York and get them to send us a letter. And the only thing that you can even bring to the table is something that we do that is patently obscene and over the line. Other than that, all content on this show is decided by the hosts. Come hell or high water. I spoke to our agent, who said you should look at page 13, and you wondered who our boss was. I checked on that as well. His name is Scott Herman.
Yeah, I hope that clears things up.
Okay, so, just to verify, you asked about the money just because you're a prick and you try to embarrass me? There you go. All the stuff about how you're worthless is on page 13 of our contract. And our boss is Scott Herman. Although our overall boss would be Leslie Moonves. Mm-hmm. But our real supervisor is Vice President Scott Herman. And if you have any questions, you can either call him, or you can call our agent. Or you could call your wife and tell her another cock and bull story about how you planned everything for a bit on this show.
So we have content.
So other than that, I guess that's about it, Gillespie.
Gillespie? I would say that this would be a very good time for Greg to step off.
I promise, I'm not going to call you back anymore. But listen to what I said. Get the contract. Go ahead, call to New York. Tell them you don't like something we're doing on the show. Tell them you want to have air check sessions with us. You know what that is? A contract violation.
Which might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. So, anyway, dude, you know, what can I say?
It's been real. It's been nice. Thanks for this brief little romance.
So thank you for talking to us, Greg Gillespie. Program director, guy who loves being in the spotlight. You're out of the spotlight now. I look forward to meeting your wife when she relocates to the Washington, D.C. area.
Other than that, we wish you Godspeed.
Your recording is too long. To replay your recording,
that's fine. We got it all.
To erase perfect. And re-record, it's press
perfect.
2.
No,
for delivery options, press 3. To mark this message urgent, press 2. Message marked urgent. To replay your recording, press 1.
No,
to erase and re-record,
okay,
press
all right,
2.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
There you go.
What a nice old lady.
All right, sorry.
With her instructions.
Sorry to be so just goddamn strict about that, but... You know, he brought up some points.
Mm-hmm.
We did some research during the commercials.
He does not get it.
We found some answers for him.
Right. He seemed to have some questions.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There are your answers. GG. Now,
what was that last ratings book? What were we? The demographics?
Oh.
20-something out of 20-something.
Yeah,
20. 20-plus. I'll even take 20-plus.
Yeah.
23 categories we were number one in.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you're number one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Number one.
Thank you.
I'll tell you another thing we're number one in, and you can check that. That would be revenue at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Even when the great Howard Stern was broadcasting here. That's something else you should know, Gillespie, the history of where you work. You know, it's been a goddamn secret, and now that he doesn't work here anymore, who cares? The whole time we've worked at this station, we've had better ratings than Howard, and our show has generated more money than Howard's has.
I hope he's aware of that.
Not nationally.
Well, if he's not aware, but
of
he
course.
Is now.
Here. I'm just talking about here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, right here, where we, you know, where we originate from.
Okay, so that's another thing that we are number one in.
Mm-hmm.
We are the number one revenue generators of your radio station. Last year, this station made about $32 or $33 million. Our show made more than one third of that income. You do the math in your head. That would put us number one. And that's the number one that the corporate boys care about.
Mm-hmm.
But I said we were not going to be talking about him anymore, so...
Well, I think we had to clear the air, and I think hopefully now that will suffice.
That's it.
So, I would be very glad to not have further contact with the guy.
As would I.
I think we got a lot out of it when we had the contact with him, and we thank him so much for providing us with that wonderful material.
Although, now that you know really what a worthless tool it is, I do still want to... read you some passages from his book about radio.
Okay. Sure.
Because now that you've heard really how absolutely uncreative and just what adult he is, to read this stuff in this book, it's
his textbook.
It's fairy tale stuff.
Right.
It's absolute fairy tale stuff. Call Me Up in Dreamland by Greg Gillespie. The station. Oh, now listen to this. For his dream station?
Mm-hmm.
Now keep in mind, we are syndicated to, syndicated.
Right.
29 cities.
This station never runs a syndicated program. This station never overlooks the opportunity to reflect, recall something of great importance, or the unexpected in the community.
What? He has a great, you know, I believe I've identified a gift. The gift is to confuse, to utterly confuse.
Uh-huh.
Which really, that can assist certain people in at the corporate level.
Oh, yeah, it's a tactic. Listening to and participating in this station is a joy. His dream station.
Uh-huh.
Many people talk about stationality, but this one has it.
Okay, there. Now I don't mean to pick apart every point.
Go ahead.
But that word, I have never heard until this moment. I have never heard it used. I have never heard it with any other program director. But it sounds like something that a consultant would
from its community image to its marketing, people know what the station stands for. It's almost as if the station is holding up a giant mirror reflecting the values and excitement of its city. Was this a dream about an ideal station?
Was it?
Or a flashback to a time when the product ruled supreme? One can either dream about it or make it a reality. By the way, get back to the microphone. Your song is almost over.
That was, how many sentences roughly?
Maybe 25 sentences.
That said absolutely nothing.
That's right. No actual advice,
no
tips.
No, but that's the way it works. That's the way these guys work.
What a dick.
That's the way these guys work.
Okay, so that's it. That will end the chapter of Greg Gillespie on this show, I believe, once and for all.
Absolutely.
Although we all know that, you know, guys like him are like herpes.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. We can take 12 pills a day and it won't matter. All right, let's...
I can't get rid of it.
Let's start it. Let's get it going here.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life and place.
I hope it's translating on the air that we're just not picking. We're not looking for a fight. I mean, we got a show to do, and we're ready to do the show. It's just this guy. It's like when you get something like this coming at you, you can't turn it down, right?
And you've got to deal with it.
That's right.
There's just no way of not dealing with this guy.
This guy.
Really?
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5 and noon and 4. And now, God, man, it's almost 4:30 on the East Coast. And check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
From Providence, Rhode Island.
Hello.
Tavares.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, hi there. Hello.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike. It only takes a minute.
Hello!
To fall in love.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Hello, boy.
Hi there. He's a lovable character.
That's
he's
me.
Like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
No, he's just a little floating.
How is your meningitis? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Feingold and all the Simpsons team. All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hello, and thank you for listening. This piece of crap is the Don and Mike Show. And this is a new episode, everybody. On this Tuesday.
Me.
0314-06.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
There is the dying Buzz Burbank.
Uh-huh.
You can call us from anywhere in America. Use your phone numbers 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. And Dan, if you're listening on WJFK in Washington, call 202-432-1067. What, Mike?
I just feel like this is something, what we're doing right now, today's show.
Yes.
You and I are going to like be someday just calling each other and talking about it. You remember that? I like it when that happens. I'm more aware of it now that I'm older. I really am. I have more of a sense of history with our little show now that you and I someday are going to be sitting there on a beach. I'll be calling you at your house. You'll be calling me. You remember that duel? I swear to God.
You can also get our show on the internet now if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and you're going to get the stream. And today,
that is pure blood.
Mike, it's from Curse the Alley.
Oh, dear. Oh, man, I smell a little fettuccine Alfredo.
She's had a reaction to Jenny Craig.
Oh, my God.
It's our celebrity stream.
Here.
There she is, Curse the Alley. Go to the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, and click on the stream to hear us on the internet. You can also email us anytime. Same address, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We now answer your emails during the show.
Wow.
So during the show, check the page. Johnny's back there. Jimmy, Yanni.
Yanni
is back there,
right,
answering your emails. And there's also a podcast that's available at iTunes every day. The number one show on talk radio, at least the last time I checked, on iTunes was our show.
Right.
And you can also figure out a way now on our sound page to download our daily highlights onto your iPod as well.
Bingo!
So I think that's it.
Good.
God damn.
What a start.
Jesus. Not even talking about 24.
That's right. No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Was a TV show on last night?
Hello.
Happy Tuesday.
Right.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Right. Hello.
I am very much enjoying the public flogging of your program director.
Thank you.
Good.
Well, that answers.
But my point is this guy said the other day that he likes to be on the air.
Of course. He's a frustrated disc jockey. That's why he's a program director.
So maybe you guys shouldn't give him the privilege, because I've been in the since 1987.
I think that part of what you say is true. I think part of what you say is he does enjoy it in his own little way.
Bye!
Even when he is being lambasted, there's a part of him that still digs it.
Really?
I don't think all of them that are that type.
But him more so.
Yeah.
Because he's been a consultant, and he's never worked in real radio, meaning like radio like this, where you open up the microphone, you don't lie to people, you don't do fake stuff on the radio. I mean, we're talking about your lives.
I want to clear up what you're saying, because I don't doubt that this guy has been on the air before, but you're talking about doing what we do
not
here.
Like this. Not
yeah,
like,
this kind of talk radio,
like
I don't think so.
And I'll tell you, it's the reason I still come in every day. I love doing it. Now, for a guy like that, what that's like is someone who's never taken any drugs, and you go up and you say to him, you know, this is the best heroin in the world. Give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, this guy who's been in radio and is a failed announcer, he's a failed disc jockey, which is why he went to become a program director, failed at that, then went and worked as a consultant. So now he's jumped from town to town. This is his latest stop. All of a sudden, he can be a part of a radio show. And right now, he's working on total adrenaline because, oh, my God, it's so immediate. It's like everything I wanted when I first got into radio. I mean, I swear to Christ, I'm not making this up. What's going through this guy's mind is, I'm saying stuff, and people are reacting to it, and I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
And what he doesn't realize is, like, this crap with whatever he told his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. This is going to bite him in the ass.
Oh, absolutely.
And if not,
we've all been there.
If not this episode, it's going to be something else he does in his vim and vigor to be part of this modern revolution of radio that he's been left out of, that's left him behind.
Yeah. But with that said, he gave me the creeps when I met him the first time. He gave me the creeps when I met him at the restaurant. Uh-huh. And he's giving me the creeps now. He does. There's something about him that just still says,
amen.
Trouble with a capital T.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, I just want to say, usually you guys, I think, are a little rough on people, but in this case, total douchebag deserved it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The votes are in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye!
Your opinion matters so much. Thank you.
Vote early.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
I think that's why you're number one. The tool's been put in this place.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he's been put back in the tool shed.
I believe
Bye!
So.
Bye!
Back in the tool shed.
We ought to refer to that as the office. Second floor.
The tool shed.
The tool shed.
How about Don and Mike's show?
Gentlemen, great to hear from you. This is some of the best material that I've heard ever on your show. Better than hearing you guys recap Sopranos, 24, and American Idol.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to send a check up to the tool shed.
That's right.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the tool shed.
Checks everybody on the second floor of the tool shed.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I got a suggestion for you.
Yes.
86 that guy from your restaurant.
What's that?
86 him from your restaurant.
Why?
You mean ban
him? Either that or invite him back. And
you mean ban him?
I thought you were talking about the guy that works for Mike, the brother.
You mean ban him?
Oh, ban Gillespie.
Your program.
Oh,
done. Either that or, well, there's...
Bye!
Done.
Problem solved.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Turn down your radio. That's why Jesus had all those nails. Hello.
I'm sorry.
He died for your sins.
Very good.
Don't embarrass Jesus. Hello.
I'm sorry. Hi there.
Hi there.
I wanted to say that, could you ask Greg Gillespie if by any chance he likes Huey Lewis or any of the same guys that American Psycho
had? I think that's come up before. Thank you, my friend.
Bye!
The Bateman stuff's come up.
This really work.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, it's excellent cringe radio. There was a perfect example of inappropriate nervous laughter in that segment with him. But I'd like to thank you guys for your stationality.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye!
Okay. We got to squeeze another commercial break in because that first break went so long.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I know you got no problem with that, do you?
No. You go right ahead.
How's your wife?
Fine. Plan the whole thing with me.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I got to use the John.
Why didn't you go when we dropped Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyway.
They shall make the beast with two backs. Mmm. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Well. There's nothing about Gillespie. I just wish it life. Sometimes I wish life would just stop hitting me in the nuts.
Yeah.
I know.
That's all.
I know.
I think, based on when I was sick like 3 weeks ago, I got off the phone, but you don't need to hear all this. It's about freedom.
Yeah.
It's about the accident with freedom, and it's about, well, I don't want to say too much.
For privacy's sake, right?
Yes. My presence will be required in a courtroom tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Well, Buzz, why do you got to say, oh?
No, this is
news something
you got to be there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And perhaps a little closure, too.
So that's all I want to say. I just found out about it, so I'm not going to be at work tomorrow. Pardon me, everybody, and I know everybody here would feel more comfortable if we just played the tape. Am I right? Yeah. Am I wrong?
You're right.
You're right.
Okay. You're right.
So tomorrow we'll play the tape, and that's why, because I'm going to be somewhere, hopefully doing the last goddamn thing.
Sure. Sure.
That I'm going to be, and this one I'm not required to do. I just don't want to, Buzz, I didn't mean to snap at you.
Oh, no, I understand.
It's just, I realize I'm saying something. I don't want to.
This came up right during the break,
right.
And and it's something you were, I guess, anticipating, but you didn't anticipate it today.
No, I didn't know. Tomorrow was the big day.
Was the day. So tomorrow's you will be day. Best of tomorrow.
Right. And sorry about that, everybody, because I know we're going on vacation next week.
Right.
I'm truly sorry. Really, there's nothing I would rather do than be here. I would certainly rather be here than be there.
Mm-hmm.
But to honor Frida's memory, and just without getting into specifics about the accident that she was involved in, there are just some things that I feel I got to...
Absolutely. Okay. Don't right. sweat it.
Enough about
it. Don't sweat it.
Because, oh, Christ.
I know. It's just one
Jesus
thing after
Christ.
The other. It is.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I'm about to cry again.
It is difficult.
Yeah.
It is difficult.
You know.
And I think that a lot of people think that, that somehow this stuff is supposed to be put to bed in, you know, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and it's not.
I mean,
it's years. It's a matter of years, not months.
It just seems like every time that, well, I can't say that because I've been doing much better.
Mm-hmm.
But, not that I've moved on by any stretch of the imagination, but I was telling, it was funny, I was telling Mike this morning before the show. Just I was, just missing for you to just bummed out, just, oh, God, life, the stuff I don't talk about on the air,
right.
The real life stuff.
Right.
And I think, okay, I'll pull myself up by the bootstraps, and, everybody goes through this.
And then, you're going to have them. You're going to have those days, and you're going to have more days, certainly, in the first year than you are in the second year, and you're going to have, and it's going to get better. I told you that way back when. I mean, but this is tough because it's the reality.
I feel now it's a very awkward situation, only because... that's the thing about this goddamn job. I was telling this to Mike this morning. Allow me a second here to vent about what it's like to lose a loved one. Okay. Especially when you spent the last 25 years with her on the radio, going home at night, talking to her about radio. A lot of what I used to talk about on the show was our lives. Right. And sometimes I get up in the morning and I go, I got nothing to talk about today because I didn't do anything. It's made the job different for me. It's made the job more challenging for me. That's all fine. That all comes with this stuff. But it's just every once in a while, it's like during that commercial set, I get a phone call saying, oh, yes, this is happening.
Really up to the split second we're coming back on the air.
And what we've got to do is go back on the air. And sometimes I am not professional enough yet at this point with what happened to Frida, to take a phone call from somebody saying that my presence is required because of an insurance, just you got to be there. And it's like I'm supposed to hang up the phone and then come back on and go, hey,
here we are back. What did you do?
Hey, how about the Greg Gillespie? What a dick he is. I have a hard time turning it on and turning it off. Sure. So bear with me because I'm just turning it off right now.
Well, it is certainly understood. And anybody that's been through that and anybody that heard you when you came back understands that, too. I mean, it is a difficult situation.
It's a process of, two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah, tell me.
And so, I really do believe
it. I apologize in advance about tomorrow.
The one thing I will tell you, because, this is on the air. I normally would rather do this off the air, but, we're on the air, and that's the way it goes.
Right.
You do know, and I think you know, because you seem to know more about it than any of us as far as how to deal with it, that these days will get farther apart. You will never... ever stop thinking about it, but it will get better with time, and that's what anybody else that's gone through something like this tells me. And still, nobody can put themselves in your shoes right now and deal with that. It's a difficult situation, it really, really is. So I hope with all this that you're going to deal with tomorrow, I hope you get a little closure out of that too.
I shall. And I can't. I don't know why I can't help myself.
Why?
Because I know.
What do you see?
Well, I logged onto our BM Eater fan website.
Yes.
And that one, I talked about this 3 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Already, here's the first post. The new header is, my presence will be required in a courtroom tomorrow, saith Don. First guy writes, what, is John Dean suing Don also? Didn't he get his pound of flesh out of Liddy? Damn. Then the next guy
writes... They're starting.
Yeah.
Yes, then, God, they're... carnivorous.
Then the night sky writes, best of tomorrow. Then the next person writes, they're on vacation next week. Ah! Hey, listen.
They know.
Tomorrow, what do you think I'm going to be doing? Spending the day drinking margaritas? Partying on a sun deck somewhere? Well, okay. Mike, that's...
Mike O'Meara.
Too. They're right next to each other, Mike. I meant to play your name jingle, not the shout. Sorry.
No, that... Oh, God, that's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird. I hate it when you read that during the show. I really do. That is so creepy.
Didn't take any time at all.
That is so creepy. It's disturbing. It is very, very disturbing.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and here's another good one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Now I'm just being pissy. Now I'm just being pissy. About our salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The header, $2 million. It's worth every penny. First guy writes, not a bad payday for the boys. Then somebody else writes, I think it's more, but agreed. worth every penny. That might just be a base, and it wouldn't be for both, blah, blah, blah. Then we go to the next one. Lambaste me, Don, but I don't believe it. I don't care if the guys make $1 squillion. I just don't believe they made the amount that Don said. Right, because that's what I live for.
It makes me want to put it all to rest. Because really, there are people in this business, granted with probably a few more affiliates, that are making a hell of a lot more of a sack of cash than we are. We are delightfully overcompensated for this idiot job. But it makes me want to put the whole damn thing to rest. I don't give a rat's ass who knows that. Because you know why? Because most of mine goes away anyway.
I don't mean that. All right, then, I swear on Frida's life. If you BM Eater's got to know, I'm not going to be here tomorrow because of a thing to do with insurance with Frida, so just go ahead and eat one. And I make over $2.5 million a year. That's a fact. I'm sorry to say it. But still, do you realize with that and with Mike's salary, which is almost $1 million, Mike, well, after the alimony.
We should dispense with this and tell the truth. Who gives a rat's ass? Right. I don't care. I really don't care at this point. We've kept that a secret for a long time, and I don't think we should keep it a secret anymore.
Well, it's not like
I make. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna tell a joke. I'm not gonna be serious about it. No, I don't even know. I really don't even know.
You don't know what you make?
No, I don't.
Probably for the best.
Huh?
Is it hourly?
I mean, I know that I know that it's getting to a very nice number.
I know what you make.
Write it down, and I'll tell you if I think it's the same thing.
Well, again, think about the number Don gave out earlier about the amount of revenue.
I don't think this is going to make us hated.
The amount of revenue this show brings in.
I think you make about that.
Very much.
Yeah, I think
in
that's
line.
Exactly
that?
Where I am. Yeah.
And incidentally, that's without our bonus syndication money.
Right.
And let's get that out of the way, too. That's 5 years, $5 million. Not a joke. Mm-hmm. Not a joke.
Right.
A fact. Now, why would the company pay us this ungodly amount of money?
We both make over $2 million a year. Right. There it is. It's out there. There it is.
Now you know.
That is the truth. C'est la vie.
Why would they do that? Because we deliver results for them.
Don makes more than I do because Don stirs the drink and Don is the boss of this show. That's the way it has worked for 20 years.
And the show brings
in 20
years. Tens of millions of dollars.
We have never in 20 years, between us as a partnership, had an argument about money. Ever. Have we ever? We've argued about everything. Have we ever argued about money?
Never.
Never. We've always had an understanding.
What Rob has just written me a note. I don't make as much as you.
We've never discussed it, but apparently you make more than me.
Yes.
You didn't know.
Are we doing this to the people around us now? Are they hearing this for the first time? Because I've never discussed it.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's all I know. That's an incredible amount of money, and
it's an incredible amount of money.
And we don't talk about it, so you don't hate us.
I really do wish with that money that my lifestyle was better.
We do not talk about it, so you do not resent us.
Understood. Mm-hmm.
And I think we do a pretty good job of keeping it real. I think a lot of people wouldn't even know that we make that much money. But the point is, even with that out there, they're still underpaying us. We're still getting.
Relative to what we bring in revenue
for
this station
we're
and other stations.
Tiny percentage. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
And that's what it's based on. If you're wondering, did they come up with a number out of thin air and go here? No, this is based solely on advertising revenue, on how much money. And that's really anybody that is making money in this business. That's what it's about. If you have a program that generates money for the radio stations, that's when you're going to get a payday.
Program.
You're good earners.
All right. So now listen, being as today is the day.
Oh, they're going to go nuts now.
We're letting it all out today with Gillespie and what the hell and this thing. It's my own fault. I got emotional. I lost it for a second right as we were coming on the air. That I didn't know why that I knew I should go to that website, but I knew I should go right away because within a 1 minute of me announcing that we're going to have to take tomorrow off, right away, we're taking a day off! Why? Because it's my goddamn life!
They go nuts. But you got to remember that group. I've seen those people camped out on our lawn.
Generally speaking,
I'm not worried
okay.
about them.
They're fans of the show.
Yeah. And I understand how people will say that also, but you know what? That's all right.
Phew. I don't think we should have said how much we made. I shouldn't have read that.
Sorry, we'll delete that out.
E.
You shouldn't be uncomfortable with that.
I'm not at all, Buzz.
I didn't think so.
I think you know that.
Yeah. Oh, this has been, I'll tell you something, this has been an interesting show today.
You're pretty comfortable with it.
Good. Rightly so.
I know a lot of you have wondered, you know, and this will probably put this to rest, too, how I could talk about walking away in 2 years. What do you think I've been doing for the last 15 years? Throwing dollar bills out my window on the way home every night?
Well.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hello. You're going to be okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that's pretty good for half a week's work there.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good for working half a day. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not mad at you guys for making that much money. Hey, you hit the job lotto. You know, who cares?
It's got nothing to do with our talent. You're right. We just hit the lotto.
It's lucky.
But no, you're right. No, you know what? In that regard, I'll give it to you.
You guys put in 20 years of hard work, and you never gave up, and you made it to where you made it.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Just a big-ass mistake. Big, stupid, dumb, I say anything. God sometimes I hate myself.
I gotta
myself.
Take some of the responsibility there.
I really hate myself.
I was kind of responsible for that.
A douche.
Don't
I
hate
am.
Yourself, please.
I can't help it.
Please stop the self-loathing. Please.
Hello.
Please.
Donovan.
Hey, Donovan. Don't apologize for anything. Jesus, what you got to provide us is worth 10 times that. They should be paying you.
All right, well, then where's your check? Send the money then. Where's the freaking money?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We don't hate you because of how much money you make. We want to date you because of how much money you make.
Find a job you love.
Bye bye.
And you'll never work a day in your life.
Bye.
From Rob's B-Wax.
Isn't that nice?
You hate your job.
I know.
Keep
I work
searching.
Every day. Still looking though.
Can Buzz's dominatrix wait till the next break?
As long as you need to.
Okay,
that is really the palate cleanser we need right now.
Yeah,
we need sex.
We're gonna
sex is a great palate cleanser.
Buzz and the dominatrix here in just a moment.
It depends on the partner, but...
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Man, who cares how much these guys make? These are an inspiration, man. Yeah. They don't pay you enough.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. And really, I think it's all together. I should be an inspiration to all the dumb people out there. Really, and I mean it. Seriously. And when I was, like, yelling at that guy from George Mason yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Look at me. I'm the 13th grade guy.
You're stomping on the head of the dean of admissions at George Mason.
Hell, if I can do it, anybody can
just,
do it.
Just, you know, rake that Poindexter. Up and down.
All you stupid people out there should be inspired by me. I'm one of you.
There's hope.
Well, that's the nice thing that we've all shared here. We're all dumb guys.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. You got to pay for your own medical out of that.
Yes, and yes, it's a bitch.
Bye.
God, it's a bitch. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey.
Is this Joe?
Yes, this is Joe Ardinger. Hello.
Joe, this is Lamont from Spokane. Hey, can I talk to the guys?
No, they're busy. I'm sorry.
Very busy.
They don't want to speak to you.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. They're
no,
busy.
No, they really don't.
They're very busy.
You know what they're doing right now? They're counting their money.
Mm-hmm.
I know they are. I can't believe these guys. Man, they're going off in 2008. What am I going to do? I listen to them every day for 12 years.
They get their money in quarters.
Yep.
Every paycheck's in quarters.
But they put it in a little pot. A little baby cauldron with dollar signs on it.
The quarters come in a sock.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
No, actually...
Mine come in Tupperware.
Don't you get paid the way that I do, like, in the old-time movies when they would rob a bank? We have just, like, a burlap sack with a dollar sign on it.
Sure, and they every payday, they just thump it on the counter.
And you're both dressed like the guy from Monopoly.
Like from Gunsmoke. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to tell you guys, I think you deserve every penny of it. You guys do a great job, and also help us dumb people aspire to things that we probably wouldn't ordinarily be able to do.
All right, thank you, dumb.
But I do have a question for Mike. I just want to know if he is paying his ex six figures in alimony.
Now there's certain things, literally, seriously, Bye! that I can't talk about. I'm not allowed to. Right. Stop.
Keep it together.
Stop. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Please do not look at me.
Something's malfunctioning with the machine, Mike.
What's going on? I don't understand what's going on.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets a check.
I don't understand. Okay. I really don't understand.
God, this is... It's been like maybe the worst show I think we've done in the last 5 years. This show sucks. This is awful. The Gillespie stuff, and then this crap falling apart in front of you.
I think dollar for dollar, this show is pretty good.
Six. Or was it... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's craziness.
Nuts.
Okay. It is nuts.
Buzz?
Yes.
We need to have you talk to, when we come back, Georgia Payne.
She's a dominatrix.
Georgia Payne?
Georgia Payne.
I like that.
I need to talk to Georgia Payne.
She's a dominatrix.
And give me Ms. Payne.
Now, do you have the book?
I do.
She sent us a book.
Yes.
Rob, where'd you find this this dominatrix?
At a club.
A dominatrix club?
Yeah.
You just met her?
Yeah, Carrie introduced her.
Rob's wife.
So Buzz will have that. Where's that Beth Ann thing? God damn it.
I don't know. I can recount it pretty accurately.
Hold on. I'd love to...
We got an email from Beth Ann?
Well, no. It's Buzz. You see, any time the subject of dominatrix comes up, you always have to think of our former producer.
Well, of course I do.
Somebody sent us an email. They were listening, I guess, were they listening to Beth Ann, our former producer, on the web? Was that what was happening?
It was a stream broadcast, yes. And Beth Ann, it was a recreated transcript of what he heard on the Beth Ann show. And she said, as you know, this week, Maureen Stapleton died. She was 80. And she went to some tape from All in the Family. And she says,
oh, no.
Edith was really great. And then boy producer said, that was Jean Stapleton, not Maureen Stapleton. And then she said, okay, how do I get out of this? And then they went to commercial.
Oh, man.
That was on Beth Ann's show.
Wow.
WSJS.
We would love a tape of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to have a tape of that.
Oh, man. Maureen Stapleton and Archie.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I don't care how much you guys make. All I know is that next week, from noon to 4, I'm going to be missing you. And Mike?
Yes.
Carla's never going to leave you now.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that didn't...
Bye!
To say it didn't stop the other ones, but I would have, see the difference. Well, I see you don't want me to get this into it.
Well,
I don't think she's not in love with your wallet.
Well, I mean, if there was, there'd be some asking for stuff,
right?
I kind of base it on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask for stuff and that doesn't happen.
I think others are in love with your wallet.
Now we don't want to go down that road. Yes, Rob.
I'm in love with your wallet.
Thank you. Yeah, Rob, that is true. That is very, very true.
$5, please.
Yes, of course.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
The dominatrix.
That's right.
Georgia Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Dominant diva. We'll be right back. Buzz will sex it up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. And one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use...
Hey!
Look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos! They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, witness! Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first. Michael Hughes.
I'm sorry. Greg Gillespie. I'm getting mixed up now.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
That's the truth.
Seriously, we got a bunch of President Logans running around here.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Only thing that matters is that Joe makes minimum wage.
That we can promise you, sir.
That is the most important thing. It's the law.
Bye!
Bye-bye. It's the law. Hello, Don and Mike.
Works for tips.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Let me turn on my radio.
Yeah.
I got something to say real quick.
What, buddy?
All this money talk, you know, you're making millions. So why does Buzz make $25,000 a year?
Because we're dicks.
I'm sorry. One more thing.
Bye.
Sorry, you've already answered your question. And Buzz, sure. How did your salary get out there?
I don't know.
Well, it's time now for Speaking of Buzz, all things sexual.
What an interesting new choice of music this is.
Yeah.
New old choice.
Time for the Dominatrix Spotlight.
That's right. The Buzz theme.
With the swinging Rico Suave, Buzz Birdley. Now, today, Buzz will be calling Georgia Payne.
That's right.
She's a dominatrix. She's written a book. And I guess she's promoting the book, Buzz?
Apparently so. Her book, How to Be a Dominant Diva.
Are you ready to go on the air?
Yeah, ready for your call.
Okay, thank you, Robbie.
Here we go.
Where we just sit back and let Mr. Meningitis take over. Hello, Georgia?
Yes?
Hi, baby. This is Don and Mike, and we are calling on behalf of sex god Buzz Birdley.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to know that I'm your baby.
Well, you're really not our baby. You're Buzz's baby. My
now,
baby.
Here is
Buzz's baby.
That's Buzz right. Birdley. Here he is right now.
Thanks.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Georgia.
I'm sure he's full of questions.
Buzz here. Is that you on the cover of your book, How to Be a Dominant Diva?
No, actually, that's not. That's our cover model, Heidi Van Horn. She's a retro 50s pinup model.
I see. Where can I find a photograph of you?
Well, if you go to my website, dominantdiva.com, you can go to Georgia's Tips and Tricks.
You say T-I-T-S?
And there's a nice photo of me with a guy leaning right over my lap for his spanking.
I'll bookmark it right away. Georgia Payne, author of How to Be a Dominant Diva, I want you to, if you wouldn't mind during this conversation, speak sternly to me and either just call me Burbank or Punk, if you would, please.
Absolutely, Punk.
All right, thank you. Now, Georgia, what are some of the tools that somebody should have around the house if they want to?
What I love about Buzz is we give them an assignment like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and seriously, let me just interrupt here for a second,
right.
Georgia, to give this man a compliment.
Yes, absolutely. Share him. Share this compliment with our audience.
Yesterday it was late in the show, and I know Buzz is suffering from man and anus right now, so he's got
meningitis.
He's got the brain injury.
Right.
Late in the show yesterday, Buzz is the news guy.
Yeah.
And he was presenting the news, and we were interrupting him as we're doing right now, because, you know, let's face it, it's the
Don and Mike show.
You
know,
right.
So Buzz is the news guy on our show, and we jump in and we pepper his news with our comments.
Right. I like it.
Now, I mentioned to him at one point yesterday on the air, slow down.
Right.
That it was my perception that Buzz was rushing through his material because he had prepared and he had a lot of it and he wanted to get through it. And I said to him, slow down.
Right.
You've got two whole segments.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Now, let's fast forward to today.
All right. Does he have a slow hand today or what?
He's feeling worse today than he did yesterday. He's got meningitis, according to him.
Apparently. Near as I can tell.
Yet, when it comes time to talk to you, the lovely Georgia Payne.
Incidentally.
Suddenly.
Meningitis is a contagious thing that can kill everybody here.
It's viral.
I just thought I'd share.
Like I predict it will. Yeah.
But I guess the point is, suddenly he's in his comfort zone.
Yeah.
It's like he's asking you knowledgeable questions.
Mm-hmm.
You should know. No BS, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Buzz is a stranger to almost nothing sexually.
He is the most curious of all of us. He is someone who has experimented, and he is someone who enjoys the art of unusual sex practices.
I've been around town, if you know what I mean.
I see. Would you have a partner that you do these sexcapades with?
Yeah, yes, I do.
That would be the lovely Marcia, his wife.
That's right.
Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
This is excellent. I mean, it's perfect for both of you. I mean, it doesn't get any edgier than our book. So.
And I don't want to interrupt any further because I know this is Buzz's segment, but I too would like to back up what Buzz said about the fact that I'd like to hear you really speak sternly to him. You know, speak like a dominatrix. You know, even during the entire interview, even if something amuses you, you know, get into character, as it were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay?
Yeah, I like that part. I like being dominated, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So Burbank, Punk, or whatever you come up with, because, you know, you're the boss.
I like Worm.
I like it, too.
You're a little worm.
All right.
Okay, you're a worm.
I'm a little bit like a little worm.
I mean, listen how comfortable, slow and relaxed Buzz is now.
It's practically like he's already in the handcuffs.
Now that we're into a topic that he's not all worked up about, like how he hates President Bush, this is something right in his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
come on, Worm.
In your book, Dominant Diva, yes, sir. In your book, Dominant Diva, Georgia, you're obviously trying to, I guess, sell mainstream America on the idea of trying bondage in their bedrooms.
Absolutely. I definitely think that role play and power exchange is not just for BDSM players. I think that people know how to have sex these days, little worm. And
Buzz's worm.
Buzz's little worm. But ma'am, are people really going to buy into that? I mean, the average Joe...
What? I want mistress.
I'm sorry. Yes, mistress.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I was just saying, mistress, do you think people will really get into this? You know, average people.
Well, I think that they absolutely would. That's why we ended up writing the book. I had friends coming to me saying, you know, I've fallen into a rut. I'm just not having sex with my husband as much these days. Give me some ideas.
The legendary Elston Worm.
You ever try it in a rut? What kind of tools should people have around the house if they want to get into bondage and discipline and that kind of thing?
Mister.
There are lots of fun little tools around the house that people probably hadn't even thought of. In fact, Worm, I'm going to think of something just for you.
Oh, yes,
Marsh
ma'am.
Marsh is going to do this to you, okay?
You think? All right.
Yeah, I think so. There's some saran wrap.
Tell her about your seven.
I'm sure, correct?
We have saran wrap. Yes, ma'am.
Well, what Marsh is going to do, and she's going to get a lot out of this.
Remember, thank you for personalizing that.
This is for her, remember, her pleasure. This isn't about you, little worm. This is about Mistress Marsha.
I'm used to that, Mistress.
Okay, so she wraps a saran wrap around her midsection and makes a little saran wrap see-through tube dress just to tease you.
Hold on. Excuse me, Dominatrix. This is like the oldest DJ joke in the world.
So I come home from work. And my wife's standing at the door naked, wearing nothing but saran wrap.
Right,
I say, what? Leftovers again?
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
That's she would shove the panties that she took off into your mouth to gag you.
Oh yes.
Now we're talking.
I choke easily, mistress.
Well, we'll have to keep that in mind.
Hold on now. Who else is here besides Buzz?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, no. Come on. This is Buzz's interview. Get out of here.
No way.
Hey, come on now. You're horning in on his time with the mistress.
What about a ping pong paddle?
Well, first I just want to let you know, Worm, that what I would do is I would wrap your torso in saran wrap, the saran wrap that I had left over.
Now we're getting some.
We're not going to stop with just my tube dress. There's a lot left over here. I want to tie you down with something besides a scarf and panties.
Oh.
I'm tired of that.
Now I'm excited. Now I just want to warn you, mistress, that although I don't mind the bondage, I don't like the discipline.
Well, then you be a good boy and please.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello there.
Yes, mistress.
Shut up, Michael.
Much better.
Hello there.
What other common household items can be used in B&D fun?
Well, okay, so we've gone past the saran wrap.
Uh-huh.
Also, use the scarves, rope, pantyhose, whatever you want to use to just lightly tie someone down and then blindfold them. Then you can take maybe baby oil. Put it in the microwave for a couple of seconds.
Oh, now, are you advocating putting a...
Safe, sane, and consensual, mistress.
Oil of baby.
Just baby oil.
How many seconds before, like, it would hurt you?
You just put it in for about 5 seconds.
Five or 6 seconds,
and you put your finger in it first to make sure it's not too hot.
Ah, of course.
That's what we all do.
That's Buzz's main rule, isn't
it? Always put your finger in first.
Put your finger in. You know, the only way this could be better for Buzz is if John Kerry had been elected president. And this would be a red letter day for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially with the finger.
Yeah.
Red letter.
So you take the ice and you put it all over the body.
Oh, it's ice
now. You take a hairbrush. What you're doing is you're bringing the senses alive. I'd be making him my...
I'm kind of getting into this myself now.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now,
hey, you know what, guys? You don't have to be in... most people aren't into ping. Come on. Most people are into eroticism and power exchange.
Let me ask you about my...
What's all about?
Let me ask you about my good friend, Rob. He's been married for 10 years to a lovely lady named Carrie.
He, unlike Buzz, is into paint.
Yeah, now, they role play, except, how do I say this? Well, there's no way to say it.
Be blunt. Go ahead.
Okay. He takes it too far with her.
Yeah, they always play the Raging Bull game, and Rob is always Jake LaMotta.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, they go too far?
Well, they don't have a safe word.
What I mean
they don't have a safe word. Well, that... That's something that I just can't control.
Hold on, Buzz.
What's the safe word?
Where'd you come up with that, Buzz?
Georgia, mistress.
Have you been watching Real Sex again, Buzz?
Do you want to tell them what a safe word is, or do you want me to?
Yes. No. Why don't you do that for a good grade for me?
Well, when people are playing and you're having these bondage and discipline type games and you're playing these roles, if it starts to get to a point where it goes too far, you have, hopefully, in advance of all this, established a safe word so that when one person utters that word, let's say Cleveland, then you know it's time to stop.
Cleveland!
I know, Carrie's safe word.
Take it out!
Dial 911.
Take it out! That's right. Oh, Take it out, Cleveland! Take it out!
You definitely need to have a safe word because you never know what's going on in
someone's... Jesus, Cleveland!
Having a good time, they need to
stop it, Rob!
Take it out!
That's right, Buzz.
Now, is there some way you can give us the highlights real quickly of the 7 rules of spanking?
Wow.
Am I allowed to do that on air?
Well, you know, it's realizing you're on the radio and just giving us the highlights, if you would.
Okay. The 7 rules of spanking are, the first thing you need to do is try different positions. So Marcia would try putting him over her knee and spreading his legs a little bit.
Try.
Using her fingernails to really get into the...
Yeah, oh my.
Before placing a nice little... on each buttock. And obviously, starting light, you don't go heavy. This is supposed to be sexy, and it's supposed to end in sex. Always remember that.
Where do you weigh in on hot candle wax, by the way?
Well, hot candle wax can be awfully painful. I don't recommend it unless you get one of those candles from the grocery store that are for emergencies because they don't burn too hard.
Oh, it's an emergency.
Well, good.
You don't want it to burn too hard.
And hold it really high. Uh-huh. So if he's laying on the bed, or if you're reversing the roles and she's laying down, you hold the candle very high up so by the time it reaches the skin, it doesn't burn. It just causes a really intense, fun sensation.
Here's a question that we just got, actually an email that came from a Rob Speedway. What about using a tube sock filled with BBs?
For what?
For play.
A tube sock filled with... Well, I could think of a lot of things you could do with that, but none of them sound very fun to me.
Oh, okay.
Here's another email.
What would you recommend?
We have just gotten this email from Greg Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening to the show in Fairfax. I recently cheated on my wife and lied about it with a bunch of people, and I now realize that I need to be dominated. Can you please tell me what a bad man I am, signed Greg Gillespie.
Where did the tube socks and BBs come in?
That was this is another email that
was a different case.
But could we use those on Greg?
I think so. I don't appreciate hearing that. I don't like cheaters, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should tell him what a bad man he is and then leave his ass.
Oh, okay. Thank you for answering that.
Well, thank you
for appreciate it.
Greg's question.
So you have your rules, you have your standards. Right, Georgia?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, Georgia, how rough would you let Buzz get with you?
Well, Buzz wouldn't be getting rough with me.
No,
because she's the dominatrix.
Well, then, how rough, if Buzz said to you, make it bleed, would you make it bleed?
Well, I mean, I can't say that I haven't done that before.
Yeah, baby.
So,
wow.
I think that...
make it bleed.
Yeah. If you take it, great.
Make it bleed.
Georgia, what do you like, really? I mean, what do you... In and outside of the, so to speak, in and outside of the dominatrix world, what turns you on?
Role play really turns me on.
Okay. Got a particular favorite scenario?
Yes. There's one scenario that I love to act out with my husband.
Okay, sure.
I work all day, and we have an office, and I'll dress in a really tight pencil skirt. I put on the office attire. I pull my hair back, and I put my little glasses on.
Hello.
And I send him an email, and I say, when you get to the office, you need to come in right away. I need to speak to you about something.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows.
Wow.
So he knows he's in trouble.
So he comes into the office.
He's in trouble. You're staying on message, aren't you?
And then the fun begins.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that. I really...
Cleveland! Take it out.
Safe word, Cleveland.
That really just turns me on. And I really get into the role play. That's what... It's all in the...
Have you ever played the Curious Gorilla and the Distracted Tourist?
I can't say I've done that.
That's wonderful.
I've definitely tried Wonder Woman, though. I've dressed as...
Oh, hello.
And tied my husband up in the lasso of truth until he claimed his undying desire for me.
Buzz, did you find a picture of this woman yet on the internet?
You got to see a picture now.
No, I haven't. I've been busy with this interview.
What's the website again?
You can go to DominantDiva.com.
DominantDiva.com. Buzz, we're running out of time. Why don't you just wrap it up with Georgia and see you. Yeah, you know, let's put 30 seconds. Robbie, give me 30 seconds of the big TikTok.
You got it.
And let's see, really, how Georgia can turn it up. From Buzz.
Did you put the 30 seconds on the big TikTok, Rob?
I did.
Very
Look
good.
At the big TikTok on the wall.
So Georgia, verbally now, in 30 seconds, please, just beat the crap out of Buzz. Or do whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Buzz, go ahead.
And here's a tip. Just tell me you're Mike's boss and that you want to go over my air check page.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I heard that you were in an interview with another radio station the other day. Is that true?
Well, that is true, mistress.
Get down on your knees.
All right, I'm down.
And don't look up at me. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
If you look at me again, I'm going to really spank your ass hard.
But I need to look at you, mistress.
Don't look at me.
But I want
to. I will grab you by your hair. I'll pull you over my knee. I will pull those britches down by your ankle.
No, please, not that.
I will speak to you really good. Do you understand me?
I understand, mistress.
And if you act like a bad boy, I'm going to stick you in a corner by...
I prefer red wine.
Oh, God, this is...
Don't you talk back to me. I'll put soap in your mouth.
That wasn't me, ma'am.
Oh, we are.
Wow. Oh, boy, it was just getting good, too.
And by the way, guys, I just wanted to let everybody know that we have two free games on our site, too, DominantDiva.com. One for him, called Meet Me at Halftime About Cheerleaders.
Check it out. There's a picture.
Let's take a look at her. Cheerleaders.
And one for her called Wigged Out. And I'm not going to say anything other than it involves various wigs during lovemaking.
Now we're talking.
There you are with your wand.
Let me just say that we've been on telephone during Buzz's interview talking to Georgia Payne.
Hey, did you happen to see...
Wow, that's a nice picture, Georgia.
Her book, How to Be a Dominant Diva, Georgia, Don't Be a Stranger, and Stay Away from the Erotic Asphyxiation.
I definitely will.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Georgia.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Miss Payne.
Bye.
Bye, mistress.
So long, honey.
Baby.
Honey on the TikTok.
God damn it, honey.
Honey.
I really thought it was going to be this woman on the cover.
She's not bad, though. That picture's really nice, that picture of Georgia.
They brought in from her website is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Buzz.
Yes?
Oh, that Doug. What's a
safe word?
Safe word.
That's right.
Safe word.
Always have a safe
word. See, that's where the real Buzz starts to come through.
And where did Cleveland come from?
Cleveland. Wow.
Another beer. My safe word.
That's scary.
Safe word.
Cleveland, take it out.
And I like how she worked Marcia in.
A lot.
Yes.
Same way you worked Marcia in.
Personalized it.
She seemed gentle in a dominating way.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
She's the best dominatrix we've ever had.
Yes, I think you're right.
I think that was like the PG version.
Do you know, usually we get... remember when we got a dominatrix one time that just didn't deliver anything?
I remember.
And she was a skank, too.
Didn't we want her to dominate Dennis? Wasn't that the thing?
Mm-hmm. And she just wouldn't even deliver
and
the goods.
And if there's ever been a subject who's just dying to be... dominated. It's Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, like hoisted up like Dabney Coleman in 9 to 5 from the ceiling. with an apple in his mouth.
With a garage door opener.
And she was just like, Dennis, you've been bad. Laughing. Skank.
If you put an apple in Dennis's mouth, it'd fall out.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't be able to. Not if he got it with his charge, with his dog teeth.
Teeth would come with it.
Well, thank you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You're going to go home tonight, do some of your role-playing with Marcia.
It's a little scary.
Ping-pong paddle.
Cleveland, that's safe my word. Safe word.
Safe word, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quick plug, all I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, Hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
No.
Hello. Heavy
hello.
Breathing. Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, what was the name of that song before a break? Before you came back from break.
Pardon me?
What was the name of that song before you came back from break?
The song before we came back from... where are you calling from?
Stockton, California.
Oh, okay. They play another one out there.
During the commercial sets, a lot of times the network... plays filler music, so I have no idea what it was.
Oh.
Did you enjoy it?
No, hold on.
Pretty tight.
Rob's got it.
I faxed the log to me this morning.
Oh, that's okay. Great. So you have the song?
Yeah,
we do.
Oh, we'll play it for everybody. This was not heard locally, but it was, so some of you around the country didn't hear this.
It was on the network, I guess.
Enjoy.
All right, tell me if this is it. Rob says he checked the log with Westwood One. Let us know if this is the song you're talking about.
No, that's not it.
It's not?
Hang on.
Really?
Wait for the hook.
It's a Stones.
It goes like...
No, that's this one. Tell me, you said I had to know. Told me that you love the Rolling Stones. And that you always will. Then I said I love you. You said that was good. Girl, you made a fight. You see, this song is politically incorrect. Because it says Indian Giver.
There it is.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Was that it?
That's your song.
Yeah.
Was that it? Hold on. Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, right. No, you said it wasn't before. Which is it?
I couldn't hear it before, though.
Yeah. All right.
Once you heard the hook,
thank
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Glad we could help. The other one they play a lot is this one.
That's the one I like.
Welcome back to Gamer's Corner, everybody.
So much super fun with this particular ditty.
I gotta get myself that thing to snap onto the Xbox so I can see what the plays are the other people are calling on Xbox Live.
Excuse me, it's called a modifier.
A mod.
Mod card.
A mod. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. I got the Pac-Man fever. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday.
Right.
I called that guy's show on the phone after you.
Hold on a second. I just want to rock out for a second.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Woo! Rock and roll! Rock and roll! Get the lead out.
Where's my black leather?
The station that rocks. The station that's got balls.
Wake up!
Okay, what's up?
I called that guy last night trying to get on the air. The guy comes on at 7 o'clock.
Oh,
and nice. He asked me where I was calling from, and I told him Stafford, Virginia, and they told me that the wait was going to be over 2.5 hours if I wanted to get on the air. So
yeah,
I think a little threatened.
I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners are calling that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good luck to him.
Say Libby.
Thank you, my friend. Much appreciado. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Baldur.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
I would just like to say I was only trying to tip that waitress. I had no other intentions beyond that.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for your explanation.
Thank you.
I love that. Goodbye.
Bye!
Other people are still hanging on to Greg Gillespie's thin lie.
Don't you think you and I will be hanging on to that for years?
It's one of the best.
Yeah, it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got information for Don about his football game 2 weeks ago.
That I goodbye, blah, blah, blah.
Mod card. When you were playing the NFL player.
Really don't care.
But really,
I got the Pac-Man fever.
You should get a mod card.
And goddamn that guy, he made me forget what I was going to say. And for a change, it was going to be something of importance. Now I have no idea what it is. God dang you people. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Blessings and salutations from Red Sox Nation, 970 WZAN in Portland, Maine.
Right on. Hi there.
How's everything going? I just wanted to know if you guys were going to make the annual bet between Mr. O'Meara and Mr. Geronimo on the fate.
You know, we stopped making that bet after they won the World Series.
We stopped it after hell froze over. Mm-hmm.
I made the bet and won the World Series, and it was amazing. I took a trip down to hell and went ice skating. It was it was fun.
Well, I think they're going to do it again this year.
I believe you're right.
The only bet,
right.
The only bet, Mike and I, thank you for the call. The only bet we have now is when Yaz comes out of the closet.
Someday I'm going to make arrangements.
Yaz the faggot.
I'm going to make sure he's here when you say that. Well, I'm going to cajole you into saying it, and he'll be standing outside. Come on in, and he'll be an old man.
You know what? It would be so easy for you to come back. I mean, mm-hmm. Although, see, I don't think I would take it as personal. Not that you take the Yaz thing personally.
Yes.
You let that roll off.
Yes.
But that's been 20 years. Uh-huh. Now, at first, you really were pissed the first time I wrote on the picture Yaz is a fang.
You wrote on my autographed picture?
Yeah.
Like Shad Ram did when I was a kid, and he ripped up my Homer Jones football game. Wait a minute, it wasn't autographed. Was
no, it was not.
It was just a regular, and you wrote it. Didn't I laugh at it?
Not at first.
At first I was pissed?
Because don't you remember, I think we were in like the old PD's office, and
right.
I was in there with a bunch of people, and you came in, and at first you were like...
Somebody sent it to me or something like that, just a picture without an autograph.
I remember you were like, God damn it! This is not funny! And then you laughed like you always do.
Well, yeah, because I looked at you and you had that look on your face.
I mean, why don't you someday call Lombardi a sea sucker?
Why?
Because that's like...
Do you want me to
fight fire with fire?
I've always, you know, the Yaz is a fag thing. I have conditioned myself to accept it, you know. And we all know that Vince never did that. Right? No. Vince was a catcher. But he wasn't a pitcher, and he didn't do that thing with his mouth.
Hello. Like Yaz.
Vince.
Vince's mouth?
Vince was hetero with Marie.
Imagine Vince.
Marie Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi was a faggot. He'd be the world's worst faggot.
Come here.
I swear to God he'd be a
What do you have to do right now? I'm turning to face you. I'm presenting you with me for the task at hand. Here you are. Let's see exactly what you're going to do.
Now.
Here's how it works.
There's a seam here and a seam here. Now, eat it.
The key to doing this properly is hard work. If you don't get it right the first time, practice. Go home, use a banana or something similar, and you will train yourself perfectly.
After the liver and onions, I'll slip out of this undershirt and we'll couple.
Now,
whoa, I'm Vince Lombardi.
Bot star, Jim Taylor. Make out!
All right, come on, you two.
In front of the whole team.
Right over here. Yes, all right. Watch what I'm going to do to Forrest Gregg.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Dad.
Is this my son?
Mikey Hemphill.
This is who?
Mike Hemphill?
Mikey Hemphill, your son. Can I have some money?
Now, only
some
if
kind
this
of
is the real guy, the real guy with the red hair.
It's really... Can I be honest? I mean, I know that a lot of people analyze mixed marriage children, and I think he looks more like Shirley than he, and sounds
Mike,
more
he
like
looks,
Shirley.
He
than
looks
him.
Like Sinbad. He's got that orangey
yeah,
Sinbad.
But he sounds kind of like Shirley a little bit. Uh-huh. You know, that's why I don't understand the way you're sounding. Give me your first name, and I'll know whether it's true or not.
Mikey.
No, it is right.
M I K E Y.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
Shirley insisted.
Well, I mean, Michael Jr. is what his name is, but he can go
MJ.
By Mikey sometimes.
MJ.
Now, middle name.
Shanene.
Wrong.
I need some
that sucks.
Shanene.
Oh, and we all know it's NyQuil.
Michael NyQuil.
Oh, Hemphill. We took her name.
Uh-huh. Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi there.
No, it's Mike.
How are you?
It's M.M. We call him M.M. for short. M.M. Hemphill. Michael Marion.
After Barry?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the top of his game at the time when Michael Jr. was born.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I won an MP3 player about 2 weeks ago from you guys.
Yes,
it is
ma'am.
The coolest thing ever.
Oh, good.
Well,
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the century. Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
My husband has one. Wait a second. My husband has one, but now this one's mine, and it's better than his.
You know, let me just say also, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
The man should have the newest appliances. The woman should only get them if she, like, happens to win a radio show or if, like, she goes on the dating game. Or
it's a hand-me-down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and, or he tires of his. She gets the old technology.
When
he gets
the
new
one. Like when he gets the video iPod.
Right.
Then she can have the old iPod.
It has a video clip thing on it. I can download pictures and stuff.
Like, for example, he'd be walking around with a Razor phone, and you'd have the same phone that they had in World War II where you had to carry it over your cigarette.
Like Saving Private Ryan.
I don't have the cell phone yet.
You don't have? Oh, good. Right. Wait, does your husband have one?
Oh, yeah, he's got one of the newfangled things. Looks like a graham cracker.
Oh, well, when that gets old, maybe 5-6 years, you'll get a new one.
Bye!
Bye-bye. Finally, a guy that does it the right way.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's driving a late model automobile, and she still trikes to work.
That's, that's good, Tony. Just pipe down. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show, right here. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Don and Mike?
Yeah. Yes, affirmative, Mr. Dumas.
Don and Mike, somebody ought to check out Baby Gigi's references. The last time I checked, he worked for Toys R Us. Jeffrey the Giraffe is his father.
Oh, boy. Boy, you're laughing, aren't you?
I'm sorry.
Holy moly.
We had a blood-free show. I mean, except for the dominatrix.
Right. Focus, focus. Just a little blood. Holy smokes.
I think she had V blood, though. She had VB. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know who Gillespie's wife's going to be.
The VBGB's.
She's going to be just like Georgette, Ted Baxter's wife on Mary Tyler Moore's show.
Oh, Gillespie's wife? Yeah, I agree. Probably exactly the same. And, you know, you bring up an excellent point. If you stop to think about it, probably in the history of situation comedies, nobody had a better chance to get laid while he was married than Ted Baxter.
Right. WJM-TV News.
He was married to a true idiot, Georgette. But the problem is,
Merlu.
Ted Baxter was just as big an idiot as Georgette was.
Bye!
Not like the Poontang King of that show, Murray Slaughter.
Murray got it all. It's not just the cruise. It's the love boat.
And I loved it last night on Letterman when Stern kept referring to Les Moonves as the captain of the love boat.
Failed actor.
Capped teeth. You know, we should play some of Stern. We should play some of them in our next break. You got that, right?
Yeah.
From last night? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I got a question about The Sopranos for you guys. I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes Paulie Walnuts and Tony will go, oh! When they're trying to get, you know, like they're a little perturbed with somebody and they want it, like they did it twice the other night. Yeah. Do you guys like when they do that?
Wait, did they go, I've never been aware that they go,
no.
They go,
oh. Like what, like Andrew Dice Clay?
No, it's sort of like that, but it's kind of like them saying, basically like, I'm in charge, get over here. I think you guys should do that.
No. All right.
Bye
bye. Don't know about
I liked
that.
On The Sopranos when Silvio said, "I can't do my work."
I got a real red wagon.
That was a good
listen,
part.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
We have some photos today with the steaming log, and it's a new streamlined thing. You can go right to the website and just click on the show as it's happening today. We have three fantastic pictures of the late departed Peter Tamarkin.
Yeah. Oh, he will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Most recent one down at the bottom left, I suppose.
Yep.
And look at how young he was. Wow.
Really?
Wow, look at that. They press your luck.
And we've got one other
beautiful
picture.
Red set.
We've got one other picture on the website. Mike, let me ask you, what woman said this? For a long time, I suffered trying to be what other people expected me to be and look like. I was definitely never meant to be a model walking down a runway. Who said that? Was it? What would you like to guess?
I'd like to guess before you give me the choice. I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
Kathy Najimy.
Wow.
Now, you know, can I tell you something?
Am I close? Am I close with my joke?
Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Do grade nines think alike?
Yeah.
I did write five names.
Was one of
them? One of them, I swear to God. Number four, Kathy Najimy. Najimy.
Right. What are my other choices?
Aretha Franklin, Kirstie Alley, Kathy Najimy, Jennifer Tilly, or Roseanne?
I would say, seriously, it has to be Kirstie Alley. No.
Again, here's the quote. For a long time, I suffered trying to be what other people expected me to be and look like. I was never meant to be a model type walking down a runway. Was that Aretha, Kathy, Jennifer, or Roseanne?
Aretha.
Aretha!
Winner! And we have...
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
We have on the website today the most recent picture that we could find of her.
That's a lot to love.
That's, when is that from, Robbie?
Last weekend, and note how she's holding on to the piano.
She looks like a little wedding cake.
Those are some pictures on our website today. Big Aretha Franklin and poor Peter Tamarkin.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm going to sing a song for you now. It's called, Did You Ever Suck the Jelly Out of a Jelly Dome? Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How are you today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Is Michael Hughes, like, dancing on his desk these days saying, thank God for Greg Gillespie?
I think there is a small chance that might be true.
Yep, think so.
Finally, he's got the heat off.
Yeah, we covered that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you.
But thank you. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
And, honey, I miss you. And you're doing well.
I'd love to be with you. But I'm working in hell. Yeah. Total hell. Commercials. We got to do commercials.
Oh, for commercials.
One other thing, though. This is from a gossip site, although I believe it because I have a guy who worked in the restaurant. Ryan Seacrest is dating Terry Hatcher. This is sad news because Ryan Seacrest is getting a major piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
They bought, they went to dinner at a French restaurant in L.A. on Sunday night. There were four people. So it's Ryan Seacrest, Terry Hatcher, and two other people.
With them?
Yeah, two people. Okay. A total of four.
With them.
How much did the TV pretty boy pay for dinner? In L.A., at a French restaurant on Sunday night.
For all four?
All four of them. It was, I think, the restaurant's maybe on West Covina Boulevard. Very close to the Hollywood part of Los Angeles.
$600.
$2,800.
Jesus.
Ryan Seacrest.
Were they eating gold chips?
And now the reason they hate him, paid in cash.
Because he's Seacrest.
Paid in cash. Paid in cash, Mike. And had to leave. Had to leave early. So he could go to bed to prep for his morning show on Kiss FM.
And you know, really, with him, with Mr. Career Dude, I really think that this is the ultimate score for him.
Yeah.
I think probably the sex is part of it, but the real part is, man, she's on the hot TV show, and now I'm dating her. This is going to be great for my career.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the show is on tonight, and like it is every week. And tonight, the TV Guide channel, a channel that nobody ever watched. Does anybody ever watch the TV Guide channel?
Never
I mean, it's there on your guide.
I've never watched it.
Well, they've got a show now, a pre-show, an unauthorized American Idol pre-show.
God, if you're watching that is beyond pathetic.
Beyond from 7 till 8. Tonight's host will be former Idol contestants Kimberly Caldwell.
I'm trying to think if I even remember her.
I Googled her.
Wasn't she fat?
No, she's blonde.
Oh, all right. She's the one that's done a lot of different hosting things.
We got a break. Anyway, one more thing that I read somewhere today. It's about Sean Combs. I remember what it is now. It's the latest reality show. This is not a joke. Fox has signed up for it. It is not Dancing with Celebrities or Skating with Stars.
No.
It is Cooking with the Stars. Starring Sean Combs.
I'm watching that.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm in.
Really? Okay, enjoy yourself.
Fantastic.
Enjoy yourself.
Cook for me, P. Diddy.
Cook for me, Arena.
Diddy, make me something to eat.
Puffy pastry.
What mm-hmm. is this? Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, God. You know, this... That's for me. I hate that the show's running out of control today. I'm doing awful with the time. I'm doing awful with everything today. Hello.
What was that sound again? We have a sound that duplicates you.
That was me hitting the console because I'm mad, saying we should really go to a break right now to keep any kind of semblance of a show going, but I can't help but take the call because Joe put that Terry Hatcher pulls out.
Bridget. Yeah, that was on all the shows this weekend, that apparently she doesn't like sex at all because she was molested when she was a kid.
She does now. She didn't on her honeymoon.
Oh, but why on the screen does it say
no? Because
why on the screen did he put Terry Hatcher pulls out?
Good typo.
She didn't for her entire marriage. She had sex like once a year for her entire marriage.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye!
All right. No, goodbye.
She doesn't put out.
She doesn't put out?
She doesn't put out. Well, that's not... Never mind.
She will with Sechrist. Because he's got it all. He's the complete package.
Oh, he's a stud.
Hair, clothing, in shape, schlong. That's it. That's it. Schlong.
Big viper.
Look at the Sechrist monster.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I was just looking at where we are in the show. Mm-hmm. And remember when I went to the other phone?
You seem very frustrated.
I figured it out now.
Good. Yes.
Figured it out. We'll just do two segments of Buzz. So, Buzz, are you set for that?
I'm ready.
Are you prepared without the... Without your, what's that buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, we
what's
get to
that buzz?
Dispense with all
to dive right in.
Yeah. Go right to the.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, then let's do that then.
Up, handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Here to repossess your funny bone, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Time for Buzz.
Yeah. The frustrating, just can't seem to get it.
There we go. Right.
I love that sound.
Opening the door.
That's good. I like that.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. News and comments time.
Yeah, hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
A paltry 22 million of us watched Desperate Housewives this week, giving the show its smallest audience in well over a year.
That's right.
Maybe that's because it hasn't been on for a few weeks.
I like that, all you C's.
Or maybe it's because it was on against the season premiere of The Sopranos.
That's right, a song for the men, for all the scrotes.
But only 12 million people watched The Sopranos compared to The Housewives' 22 million.
But Buzz, you must remember that there are lots of people like Greg Gillespie who do not pay for home box office.
Yeah, that's called premium cable.
That's right. It costs a little extra. Some people think it's worth it.
It costs a little extra.
Premium cable.
And many of the millions who did watch The Sopranos are New Yorkers, according to the overnight figures we've seen so far.
Yo.
The audience for this year's Sopranos opener was 25% smaller than last season's opener. Maybe that's because it hasn't been on for a few weeks. Either way, in the battle between Desperate Housewives and Desperate Mobsters, nobody really won.
That's crap. However, no, I disagree, Buzz. I think that they sucked numbers out of Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
Even though HBO's 12 million might not look like a gigantic number.
Right.
It's a hard number to get because they don't do regular ratings, and
they're only in a third of American homes.
For instance.
Yeah, well, I got one question.
Yeah, Tony.
What's he putting it down for?
I'm not putting it down.
Only New Yorkers watch.
Giving you the number.
That's crap.
For instance,
Mr. Agenda.
A friend of mine said to me maybe last week.
A friend of yours?
A friend of ours?
I think you know.
This person, a friend of ours, said this person did not have HBO and said, I'm going to buy it just for The Sopranos. And I had like a deal. I think she said it was like $5 a month for HBO for the first 6 months. And she did it just to get The Sopranos. I think
a lot of people
who will buy HBO on the cheap right now just to get your show, Tony.
Yeah, it makes sense. The character of Vito is also 25% smaller, if you notice.
Yeah, I did notice that.
That's how that works.
It looks better.
He's wearing a small, nice, shiny jacket. Okay. Yeah, but he's a fag.
So there's that.
Yeah.
The speculation continues about whether Tony is dead and that the remaining 19 episodes will be flashbacks. And the speculation continues that all of this is just Christopher's screenplay come to life and that what we've been watching all along is his fictional mobster movie.
Now, if
they risk losing their fan base if they do that.
If they do that, you know what that is? That's Bobby Ewing waking up in the shower.
Yeah. Which everybody knew was a ripoff and was completely contrived.
It's too easy. I don't think they will.
That.
Maybe it's just a TV show about a mob family. Maybe that's what it is.
If it's a TV show about a mob family, I hope this is the start of it. And Tony, you know, we see Tony like going to the hospital. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. I heard he does die and Ginny Sack eats him.
You are obsessed with Ginny Sack.
Ginny Gillespie.
Oh, God.
Let's give her the proper name. She's right now, she's in her basement. And how many times do you think that's happened with Greg? Remember the episode? Remember the episode when Johnny Sack comes home and Ginny's downstairs and
eating the candy?
She's got the boxes of candy and he's like, "What are you doing?" And she's
the only time he ever got mad at her.
That's right.
Huge, gigantic pig. She's, Johnny, I had to do it. He got so pissed at her.
That's the only time, because now when she came to see him in prison, that was like the one moment he softened where he really, you know, he just looked at her and goes, "Hey, there's your rock." And she's picking up the whole doorway. And
she's
like,
just such a colossal pig.
Let me see the pictures of the shower.
He's lovely.
Pig among pigs.
Well, while we're on the subject of TV, Isaac Hayes has resigned as the voice of Chef on Comedy Central's South Park.
Now, why are you giving a thumb down? Oh, because he's Negro?
No, he just hasn't had a hit record in a long time.
Isaac Hayes says he can no longer tolerate the show's send-ups on religion.
You know, here's the thing. All he does is say, "Isaac Hayes," and I get to tap on my shoulder. Uh-huh. And Rob's giving me...
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
That's right.
Rob, thumbs down.
You know what he means.
You know, it's a beautiful note. It's one note. He plays that note very well, though. He plays that note every day.
Quoting the 63-year-old singer, "There's a place for satire, but there's a time when satire ends and intolerance and bigotry toward religious beliefs begins. As a civil rights activist of 40 years, I cannot support a show that disrespects those beliefs." Hayes is unhappy about last fall's episode, Trapped in the Closet, which made fun of Scientology and stars like Tom Cruise and John Travolta for following it.
Now listen,
Hayes is a Scientologist.
Right. I'm no South Park expert, but I know that they make fun of Catholics,
everybody.
Jews, everybody. And
that's what you think, is that a really good opportunity to make it, right?
Yeah, it seems to me the saucy chef had no problem.
No.
When they would do, like, Jew for a Day or whatever it was.
Right.
It's not until they get into the nutty Scientology thing.
You'll like this quote, then, from South Park co-creator Matt Stone. Quoting Matt, "He's cashed plenty of checks with our shows making fun of Christians. He wants a different standard. To me, that is where intolerance and bigotry begin."
Isaac Hayes a Scientologist?
Yes, yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We should talk to his brother.
Purple.
Hold on just a second.
Can't talk to his Aunt Helen anymore.
I know I've told this story, but let me just see if I can catch my kid. You know, I'm just on the phone with... he's in the middle of spring break and stuff.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
But, hey, hola, you're on the air, buddy. And happy spring break. Listen, we were talking about Isaac Hayes dropping out of South Park.
Yeah, because of the Scientology thing.
Right,
right. Oh, and incidentally, Bart. Bart gets credit for the, as I told you off the air.
DeMarco.
Peter DeMarco.
Peter DeMarco.
Good job, Bart.
You were first in the tree on that one, Bart.
Last night during 24.
Well played.
He called and he said, "Dad, pause it. Big news." Do you remember when you and I went to see, it was when Mom was still alive, we went, you and I, though, went down to Atlanta to see the Reverend Al Green?
Yeah, and I remember the song "You Like So Much" by Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, now...
Oh, wow, I know the song you're talking about.
Now, this is why all of this is just so great to me. I was never a big South Park fan. As Bart and I are walking to this amphitheater outdoors in Atlanta, about 100 degrees...
Right.
We hear, as we are getting closer, and we're going to go see, it's Al Green, and we don't know who else is with Al Green. Mm-hmm. Turns out it's Stephanie Mills, and it's Isaac Hayes. What a great show.
Mm-hmm.
As we're walking up, I said to Bart, because I don't know who else it is, I said, "It sounds like Isaac Hayes." Mm-hmm. And as we got closer, I would get more excited. I said, "Oh, my God, it is Isaac Hayes."
Yeah.
And then when we got inside this little outdoor place that held about 10,000 people, we went down to our seats. And Barty, do you remember the women that were laughing, that were dancing?
Yeah, everybody was into it.
And the song that he was singing, I had never heard before. And I said to Bart, "What is this song?" And Bart said, "Listen to the words. It's from South Park."
That's right.
And the song has to do with sucking.
Uh huh.
On what?
Bees.
Bees. Oh, sucking is bees.
Ah.
But Bart. God damn it. We just lost
him.
He's spring breaking. But anyway, so we're walking into this concert, and it's like Isaac Hayes is like, "Oh, here's all I hear.
they're full of vitamins. And good for you. And there's like,
it's a great song.
And there's like 8,000 fat black women who look like they're at Sunday go to church revival who have got their arms up in the air going, yeah! Let me suck on your big chocolate beans! And I remember saying
and
to Bart.
And he does say chocolate, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the song.
I remember saying to Bart, oh my God, I have never heard it. And he's like, Dad, you never heard it on South Park? I'm like, no. He said, just wait until we get in the car, because he had a South Park CD in the car.
Of course.
So, we're leaving the show. Now we've seen the incredible Al Green, Stephanie Mills, Isaac Hayes. We get back in the car to make the two-hour drive back to South Carolina. He puts the CD in that's got the song in. I must have made him play it 25 times yeah, in a row.
It is great.
You know, and we can't... Oh, is this him calling back?
More than likely.
I bet it is.
Probably.
Hello? Hola.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, hi, bud. No, I'm just telling you, we were just, Buzz was talking about the Isaac Hayes thing, and I'm just mentioning
it's
how...
It's a song we couldn't play on the radio, unfortunately.
Yeah, right. How much that made me laugh, and I was just saying how when we got in the car, and when you put the CD in, I just about peed myself. I mean, it was it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was goofy tired, and it was just... Play that again. Play that again. Play that again. Oh, my God. He's saying chocolate covered. They're good. They're full of vitamins.
Right. They're good for you.
Come on now.
Wonder if he'll still do that song now.
Oh, man. There's no way you can make a radio edit of that song.
No.
Bart, you're a big South Park fan. Do you think Isaac Hayes is right or wrong?
I'm not a big South Park fan, and I understand why Isaac Hayes would leave, but it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, Scientology's for nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Scientology's for nuts.
Get it? Nuts?
Nuts?
Yeah. Chocolate-covered nuts.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye, bud.
So he's in the middle of spring break now.
Yeah, he's spring breaking right now, Mike.
Is he in any exotic locale for his holiday?
I think he's in maybe in Stink City.
Oh, that's man, I always wanted to go, and the airfare was always too much.
Uh-huh. Remember the song by Jan and Dean, Stink City?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to Stink City, because have some fun.
Wonderful.
Stink City, Stink City. Stink City.
And that old song that used to, I loved it. I forgot even who did it now, but Where the Stink Is.
Oh, that was Connie Francis.
Uh-huh. Delightful song.
Made her a star.
Fantastic. Man. And then that one, yeah, was it Motley Crue or some? Stink, stink, stink.
I hear that one at a strip club all the time. Anyway, sorry about that. Buzz is just, I've had kind of a family. I've had a weird day today. We had the Gillespie thing, then I got that call, and then obviously I've been talking to family members during the show.
Right.
It's not a big deal. We won't be here tomorrow because I've got to handle something that still has to do with some pressing matter with Frida and insurance and the courts and everything. So that's why I was talking to my family, and I don't know why I'm rambling. But this is really, I think, maybe the worst, just the worst show.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself.
It's actually quite fine.
Hard on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really, as I always say, thanks, Stink. That gets you right back on track. Remember right after the whole thing with Greg and all that?
Yeah.
We had him talk to the dominatrix?
Yeah. Well, think pink, think stink.
And it gets you right back on track.
On that subject, President Bush is having dinner again this week with America's most beloved Republican porn star.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
That's right. I said porn star, and that's our story.
Is it our girl Mary Carey?
Why, yes, it is.
We got to get Mary Carey back on the show.
Yeah.
Do you think we could have her back? Was she?
She's in town.
She's been on the show since the whole new thing, right?
She's fine.
We had her in studio that day, don't you remember? And then she called us from some room in Las Vegas where she was having sex with another woman.
I mean, that's a porn star that belongs on the radio.
You will know more about her in our story when we come back.
I emailed her handler, and he no longer exists, so I'll have to track her down.
We'll Isn't she all natural?
Yeah, and no condoms. Because, remember, that's the kick-ass guarantee.
Well, maybe she's not with kick-ass anymore.
Oh, I think she is.
What's their motto again?
All natural teas, no condoms, all naked sex, and quality.
Quality.
Or satisfaction. Something.
Quality.
Something like that.
And what's your slogan on eBay again?
I know, bid with confidence.
Bid with confidence.
Okay, thank you. So, Buzz, we'll talk Mary Carey.
Yeah,
when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget that, people. Buzz. Brought to us by Cox. COX. Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based, high-speed internet, local, long-distance phone, and video data solutions to all-size businesses. Cox, coxbusiness.com. Running late, I just want to give a brief moment of prep props to Howard last night.
Yes.
On Letterman, really, with this thing with Les Moonves. We've discussed it ad nauseum earlier about how just CF'd this company is. Here you go.
How you doing?
Welcome back.
I call this the I Hate Les Moonves tour. Now, excuse me, Leslie Moonves.
Now, before we get to that, and we'll get plenty of time to get to that.
I don't want to talk about the lawsuit.
Tell me.
No one really cares.
Do we have the part where he talks about his big cap teeth?
6 months now since you left.
Can we move ahead a little bit?
Well, what? Yeah.
Move ahead?
Yeah, go ahead. Fast forward just a little bit. I mean, very rare you're going to hear me say this. I thought it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Stern was brilliant last night. He spent an hour on CBS TV talking about what a D, in his opinion, Leslie Moonves.
Pretty amazing. Amazing to see that happen. Just amazing.
Yeah.
And his presentation was dynamic. He wasn't pitchy. I'd invite him back to be in the final 12.
I think he, you know, every single time he talks about that, he's got to give a great performance, and he did.
Yeah.
He delivered.
I'll tell you the truth. I've looked better.
Mm.
That was
as bad as plastic surgery.
That's his plastic surgery.
But I thought, you know, here's one guy that would never kind of do that sort of thing. But
oh,
you did, and
they're talking about plastic surgery now.
Thank you. You've never done anything. I know.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Let's go fast forward a little bit.
You look
at me.
Let's try it there.
Here's what I understand about the suit, and then you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, okay?
Can I just say something though?
Sure.
I don't want to make a joke about it, because to me,
well, that explains the T-shirt then.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have time, but sure. He really was.
He was good.
He was precise. His smart bombs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of strange when somebody's gone somewhere else to understand kind of what he was talking about.
Anyway,
we understand it.
It is what it takes.
It was good. If you DVR or you're in demand or whatever, your TiVo, you should watch it. Pretty masterful.
God, do we understand him?
Yes.
Jesus.
And we're still working here.
Yeah, it's a frustrating thing to understand him completely, and he ain't here anymore.
We're still working here. And, of course, there was the Tamarkin news.
Still reeling over that news.
The Tamarkin tragedy.
And now, once again, here's Buzz Perdley.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Guess who's coming to dinner again? Mary Carey, the country's highest profile Republican porn star.
Sex joke.
That's right.
Coming to dinner.
She has another dinner date with President Bush this week. Her distributor, Kick-Ass Pictures, makes this happen by making hefty donations to the Republican Party.
Well, then her handler should still be her handler, I would think.
I guess.
Because he's the guy that set the whole thing up.
His email no longer exists.
Oh, really? I'm sure you can find him, Rob.
I'll check him down.
I'm not dead yet. It's like with a PBS pledge drive, you see. If you donate a certain amount, you get dinner at the White House. Mary Ellen Cook, a Christian from Cleveland, hey, there's Cleveland again, was named...
Oh, that's the word.
The
that
safe
use.
Word.
That's right. When you get too hard with Marcia.
No, well, no, that's when the bondage and discipline play goes too far.
That's what I mean. Well, when you get
shout
too,
out
when
a safe
get,
word.
When you get too violent with Marcia,
she
screams out
Cleveland.
That's the word.
That's right.
That's your
well,
safe
that's where
word.
Mary Ellen Cook is from. She was named after Mary Ellen, on the Waltons, but today she's simply known as the busty Mary Carey.
Yeah.
She will struggle to understand whatever Karl Rove has to say, since he's the guest speaker at this week's White House dinner.
That is great.
She will not be photographed with the president. She likely won't even get to shake his hand, but she hopes this somehow will help if she follows her dream to run for governor of California.
Maybe she can shake his third hand.
Again. Mary's excited.
She was fun when she came in here to talk about that.
Quoting her, "Wait till they see I've lost 20 pounds since the last time they saw me. Watch out, Mr. President," end quote.
Did anybody see the video that they got of Bush getting ready to go on a bike ride yesterday?
Oh, no. Where the press corps showed up on him unexpected, real unexpected-like.
Hey, listen. Hello. Now, I understand that the biking clothes are not real hetero to begin with.
Right.
You know, if you're one of those guys or gals that goes out and you think you have to wear the tight Lance Armstrong uniform.
I don't think there's anything grosser in athletics than to see somebody on a bike like
that. Did you
that.
See the color? I mean,
no, I just saw black and white still.
It's not a black and white. You have to watch the video that he's coming out and he has like pink socks on.
Really?
And and he's got the long legging things on, and he's got like the Lance Armstrong thing, and he just like looks like the biggest doofus in the world. And somebody says to him, "The press is here," and he looks up for a second and he waves at the press, and then you just see people coming at him from all angles, like you know what they're saying. Oh my God. Moron is engaging the press. I repeat, moron engaging the press. Code red.
This is not a sanctioned event. Cover him up.
He has got his pink socks on. He is by the motorbike. Please get him out.
Oh, my God. They're going to have a field day with that. Get around him so they can't take pictures. Come on. Hurry up.
I'd be motocross, not motorbike.
That's right. An update on Carolina's naughty cheerleaders.
I'm not dead yet.
When we come back.
Oh, okay, Buzz.
The naughty cheerleaders.
The naughty cheerleaders.
More fun and more thrills.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
Now, remember, tomorrow, a little best of. We'll be back on Thursday with a new episode. Thank you for your kind indulgence. I would leave everybody here, but the last time I did that, you know, we had the whole I can't work with O'Meara thing.
Right. Might happen sometime in the future again. I want everybody on the staff to know that, you know. But tomorrow we're all going to do the personal thing.
We'll go with B.O. And plus, Buzz needs to, and by that I didn't mean body odor.
No,
I meant
right.
Best of. Buzz also needs to check out his meningitis.
Very good.
Meningitis, Don.
No, just take the blood test, whatever it is.
I will.
Anyway, here's now the contagious Buzz.
In sports. One of the Carolina Panthers cheerleaders who got busted having hot girl-on-girl action in a stall of a restroom at a Tampa night spot has been given her sentence. Victoria Renee Thomas was actually arrested for punching a woman who complained about the tied-up stall.
Yeah, I see fish.
And for showing cops a fake ID. Yesterday, she was sentenced to a year's probation, 50 hours community service, and anger management classes. Plus, she has to pay $400 in damages to the stall.
I wouldn't mind supervising that community service.
Yeah.
I saw those. Well, one of them was hot, right?
Right.
One of them was really hot.
The first one that went in the stall. The second one was, yeah,
a little yucky.
How about you perform some service on this community?
Yeah, 50 hours worth.
Right here.
That other one would be Angela Keithley. She just got probation. Finally, in the Navy, you can sail the seven seas. In the Navy, you can put your mind at ease.
I love it when you quote the VP.
Come and join your VP. Fellow man in the Navy. Come on, people, make a stand. Just go easy on the tattoos. We know of a retired Navy Master Chief who has about 100 tattoos, including the names of every ship he's ever sailed upon. That wouldn't be allowed in today's Navy. The Navy's just issued new rules for tattoos. Can't have more than 5. Can't have them on your head, face, neck, or scalp. Can't cover more than 25% of any body part.
Excuse me for one second, Buzz. Now, I know that this is true. Just let me ask. Yes. The Navy's volunteer like the Army, right?
Right. Yes.
I mean...
Unbelievable. What? I mean, in the Navy. That's what they're worried about.
In the Navy.
We're going to lose, like, half the saps... That would, no offense, Danny, or, you know, like Bill Parcells. I mean, no offense to those who really want to make the military their life.
Right.
But for those, you know, those members of our society
who don't know what to do after high school.
Isn't it a great Navy tradition?
Thank you, Buzz.
Right.
Yes.
Isn't it a great Navy tradition? You get your liberty, mm-hmm. you go out with your buddies on a port of call,
yes.
you get loaded, and you get attacked.
And then you get your second one. And then you get your third one, your fourth one, your fifth one, your sixth one, your seventh one. And whenever you see a guy in the military, he's covered. He's like a circus show freak.
Mm-hmm. What is more patriotic and shows that you've served your country, really, if you're a Navy chief and you got every ship that you've ever served on tattooed on your arm or something like that.
Not allowed under today's Navy rules. No more than five, not on your head, face, neck, or scalp.
How are we going to find the next generation of human shields?
Aren't we at war right now?
Can't cover more than 25% of any body part.
That great tattoo says, I am a human shield.
Can't be in a language other than English unless it's translated and approved. And the tattoos cannot stand for any gang or hate group. Oh, also, there can't be any tattoos of nude women. Guys who have tats of nude women are being asked to cover them up with tattooed-on clothing. Recruiters are now actually referring guys to plastic surgeons so they can be up to code when they enlist.
Christ, you know what? We need people to serve in our armed forces because it's a losing battle, and those people have bigger balls than anybody. They should let the bearded lady from the circus in.
Amen.
If she's got the balls to say, okay, I'm going to go to Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever, honey,
insane.
Tattoo your snatch.
And what? Are we training them like to defend themselves and fight? I mean, isn't that more important to prepare them? You know, to me, body armor and arming those vehicles over there are a little more important than regulations about tattoos.
Agreed.
At least one recruit, however, is grateful for the new tattoo rules in the Navy.
Who's that, Private Faggot?
No. This guy found out that the Chinese characters he had tattooed on his chest actually mean prostitute. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Now you're laughing. Now you got it. All right, that's it. We'll see you on Thursday, okay? Don't flip out. And don't forget, listen tomorrow, because God knows we need your support.
Amen.
Now more than ever. I'm off to console Mrs. Gillespie. And we'll see you Thursday, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, you.
We need to get out of here. I want to sneak up on Edith in the kitchen.
Oh, that Maureen Stapleton.
We have to get that tape.
Do we have the episode of Edith being raped?
Why? No.
You have it.
It's the only one I have.
Jesus.
First DVD I ever bought.
Very special.
We were just talking about that.
All of the family.
All of the family.
Edith. Gross. Edith was assaulted.
Oh, the bunker.
And Archie was very upset about it.
Sure. Right in the bunker.
We should not be laughing.
It's a comedy show.
That's
okay. Bye. So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
It's all in the family effort.
This really is the Don and Mike Show.